Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective.
To support Davis Lerman's Right Perspective Radio, you can now buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Davis Lerman. That's DavisLurmn.
The Right Perspective.
In doing so, you are a part of the solution. The problem is people not supporting what they want to see more of in the world. Donate any amount you see fit. Your contribution will help continue the efforts of Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective Radio.
This is better. Causing
you benefit.
That's DavisLurmn. DavisLurmn. You are a part of the solution. Buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee. The solution. People supporting what they want to see more of in the world. Buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Davis Lerman.
Out of control.
DavisLurmn.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
So in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech.
Nigger.
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 Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Don't say nigger. Say nigger.
Hey, that's racist.
We're supposed to be living in a democracy.
We're used to hearing that the USA is a cradle of democracy. And in case you might forget, they remind you at every opportunity.
This is not a banana republic. It's the Democratic Republic of the United States of America.
Embattled democracy.
A moment when our democracy was bravely threatened.
What does democracy actually mean? In theory, it's supposed to be the rule of the people. But it seems like around the world, in many different countries, many feel like the people's will is not being enacted, and they are not happy about it.
Manipulating the Constitution. Manipulating the Constitution.
Effing Jews.
This administration has financed a genocide in Gaza for the last year, and every day you're up there denying accountability for it. So, I mean, what gives you the right to lecture other countries on their moral...
So, if you have a policy question for me, I'm happy to take it. If you want to give a speech...
No, but, I mean, people are sick of the bullshit in here. I mean, like, it is a genocide. You are abetting it, and you are risking nuclear war in Ukraine for this proxy war.
Plenty of other places to give a speech.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. What is the charge? Taking a pill? A succulent Chinese meal? See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
Fuck it!
Get rid of the propaganda.
I don't want bots.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Daddy.
How many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States?
Jews are the source of all the problems in the world.
I've had it with kikes.
Jews, J-E-W-S. J-E-W-S.
The root cause.
J-E-W-S.
The root problems.
J-E-W-S.
Can you see Jews?
For centuries, they've been stuffing their stomachs with human flesh and they've been stuffing their pockets with money, but they must realize that this ball of vampires is about to end in international affairs.
We see you, we're on to you, and we're going to call this out.
Daddy.
Freaky, nasty, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
What the fuck?
I could crush a walnut with my vagina.
Ooh, that's so vulgar.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
The Right Perspective.
Daddy, yeah.
I like when my butthole itches just a tiny bit.
Davis Lerman. Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman. Davis Lerman.
But as I was bending down,
Davis Lerman
like grabs me by my hips and he had an erection.
Oh God.
And just starts like humping me. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, bam, right in there.
Wow and wow wow.
It's really annoying.
Is it really just the new normal?
Davis Lerman.
He's a sleazebag. I have zero respect for the guy.
Davis Lerman.
I absolutely hate seeing our people.
That's exactly right.
Infatuated by him and thinking he's somehow some kind of, you know, impressive individual. It hurts my soul to watch our people vie for this fucking scumbag.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective. Right perspective.
Coming up live in just a few minutes. Hang in there.
I think I'm demonically possessed, and the only way I can redeem myself is by murdering
Davis Lerman.
Right perspective!
He doesn't care what you feel, he just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
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 Biggest threat to America is this Lerman guy.
Like that. And of course, we'll always give it to him.
It's enough to make a thing. It's enough to make a thing.
It's enough to make you. It's enough to make you.
Listen closely to the words of this song. I'm betting a lot of people never had the place they belong.
Ooh.
Give them a platform for doing something evil.
Better not look at me wrong, cause I'm gonna mess you up for right.
Celebrate, start just for murdering.
Fuck the Jews! Fuck you! Fuck your Holocaust! Fuck your banks! State shitbag magic book country.
I love to cause damage. It's what these useless idiots deserve. Soon I'll be praised for causing havoc. That's why I signed up to protect and deserve.
That's your captain speaking. I order you to give them all a nice bullet to the head.
Yes, sir, whatever you say. I'll pay no odds about that fucking ride.
It's abject, absolute racism. It's total racism.
Anti-Semitism is at its core.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective.
Right perspective. All right, everybody. Davis Lerman, Right Perspective Radio. Let's see. I should probably straighten this out first. Get to the chat in just a moment. Yeah. So, Fasci, who gave a dono, I believe it was on Saturday or Friday. I forget when, but it wasn't appropriate to announce the dono on Das Buch, because that's not technically a Right Perspective Radio jam. So let me go find the image here. We have the image. Mm-hmm. Fasci. He gave 40. I've also made some dono drops today, so I'll update you with those. Burn Before Reading, have one coming at you. Whites, Rights for Whites, and Fashing Himself, in fact. Oh, here it is. Here we go. Very good. Okay, this was at the very, very end of the show. And so I'll put it here at the beginning so it's not missed. That's a good plan, right? And speaking of dono drops, let's see. All right, here's some of the dono drops that have been owed for quite a while. So Rights for Whites. Here's his.
Rights for Whites.
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 They talk about national socialism. I think a better word is racial socialism.
Yeah, so that's a cool drop. And here's one for Fasci.
Our lesson begins.
Fasci. 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 You want to know who I am? Fasci.
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 Nice. And Burn Before Reading. Got one for you.
Burn Before Reading.
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 Any roll for Burn Before Reading.
Nice. All right. There you go. And let's see. This is exciting. You might be hearing a new drop at the end of G-Man. Oh, no, that's my intro. What are you, nuts? Let's see. So many folders open. Me, Billy B. Ah, here we go. Okay. This might sound somewhat familiar.
You have been listening to The Sane Asylum.
So you've got an outro for him now. How neat is that? I'll just play a little bit of it.
Within the Perfect Triangle.
You have been listening to the Sane Asylum within the Perfect Triangle.
I think we're having a racist moment.
The Perfect Triangle and the Sane Asylum can be heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Exclusively on FTJ Media.
FTJ Media.
Giuseppe the G-Man Vaffangulo can be heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Exclusively on FTJ Media and White Pill and White Pill FTJ Media.
The show can't be any better than that.
That show was real. And great.
Oh my God, I think we're having a racist moment.
White people. Capitalism is very bad. Oh gosh. White people.
To support the G-Man's efforts, visit rtidemedia.com.
Visit. You get that. And I'll play the end. It's pretty neat.
G-Man.
Here we go.
G-Man.
G-Man. G-Man. G-Man.
G-Man.
G-Man. G-Man. G-Man.
G-Man.
G-Man.
G-Man.
G-Man.
You have been listening to The Sane Asylum within the Perfect Triangle, FTJ Media.
Right, that's it. So there you go. That's exciting. You should hear that tomorrow, I guess, at the end. At the end of the G-Man show. Mm-hmm-hmm. Well, what do we have for you here tonight? Let's go into the videos. Oh, yes, I mentioned Candace dropping truth bombs. May as well get to that. And you know, someone mentioned that the E. Michael Jones Candace interview is available. I need to look that up. I keep forgetting. I don't know. This was supposedly terribly controversial, or at least that's how EMJ is popularizing it. But I don't know. It could be that it was controversial. I don't really know. I find that hard to believe since she's been naming the Jew for a while now. Maybe that was the first interview in which she did that freely. I don't really know. But it's been held back for some reason. Some reason. All right, let's go to the videos.
Frauds. You are all frauds. And you're going to get exposed.
Wow. Okay. So this is her inset image. Okay. Jews, you're all frauds.
I'm telling you one by one, you're going to get exposed because you're pissing me off now. Okay. I spent all of 2024 having to fight you guys. You're like disgusting little goblins. You operate all in the dark. You lie. It's you lie like some people breathe genuinely. Yeah. These people lie like I breathe. It's just natural. It's just like their lungs expand and a lie comes out. And there's a network of that. And Meghan McCain and Ben Dominic have been a part of that network forever. Okay. Everyone knows who these neocons are who want to keep Americans drummed up, go to war. These people who can't fight the wars, they cry when someone points out accurately that they're clinically obese.
I see what she did there. That was a pretty neat trick, Candace. So she's mentioning the goblins and she's saying they're all liars. Then she says, then she trades upon the equivocation between neocon and people like Meghan McCain, which is, come on. Meghan McCain may be a neocon, spiritually, but she's not Jewish. So who are we kidding?
You can't fight the wars, but your sons and daughters better fight the wars, guys. God forbid you have a person on a platform telling you, no, this is stupid. We don't need to be involved in Bibi Netanyahu's Middle East BS and expansion policies. Okay, they don't have the people, so they want you to be the people that go die for it and are trying to marry you to those ideas in the classroom, on podcasts, via the media. And because their relationship and your trust in the media has been fractured, they now have to work on trying to fracture your trust in people like me and Tucker Carlson. This is the new vibe.
He sounds like an Iranian propagandist when he says don't die in Iran.
This is the new vibe, she says, and it's her and Tucker, huh? All right, well, this is what we call limited hangout, but hey, you know what? This is gateway, not gatekeeper, right? I think we can agree to that.
When he says that, obviously, no person should send their kids to die in the Middle East because this has been our policy, our flatline policy for the last decades, and nothing good has come of it. Literally, nothing good has come of it. They can't even pretend anything good has come of it. Look around. Look at your streets. Look at your country. Is your country cleaner? Is your country better for having fought Israel's wars for decades?
Yeah, eyes on your own homework, Candace. That's been my message. Whether we win a war or lose a war, everything gets shittier for us. So, Strong by 55. We'll go to the chat in a moment. Don't worry. Strong by 55 says, Senator Cory Booker has now broken the record for the longest Senate floor speech, previously held by Strom Thurmond, 24 hours and 18 minutes. Is this true, Cory Booker? I did not know the Nog was capable of such persistence. We continue.
Oh, that's anti-Semitic. I know RFK Jr. I know RFK Jr. I hope they don't expose anything about you. All the rumors Livia Nuzzi is circulating about you.
Is this what's happening with this? Is this coming out yet now? This is like day five of, JFK gonna get exposed, and nothing happens. RFK gonna get exposed. RFK gonna get exposed. Ian Carroll. All right, breaking. This is going to drop. This is going to happen. And now, you know what he's doing now? He's reviewing these things. I'll show you right after. I don't want to get out of the video. You won't believe what Ian Carroll's reviewing. Like hour and a half long shows. Not the Ian Carroll like shorts. I mean like a whole show. I'll show you what he's dedicated to doing now.
But don't worry. She tells people that she wants to protect you. She does actually really like you and she loves you. She has a soft spot for you. She does. That's a fact. You all sicken me. I just want to say it again. You all sicken me. I'm done with the hit pieces. I'm done with you coming after my family. Leave us the F alone. Okay? Leave us alone. I don't care anymore. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be leaving you alone. I'm done. I'm just so pissed off about it. And they always do this when I'm pregnant. They always do it when I'm pregnant. Imagine texting about that. You're a grown woman with four children. We need a clean shot on this 8-month pregnant woman who's waddling around because we can't find anything. Yeah, if you found anything on me, you'd find out that I didn't know the full Latin liturgy because my life is spent between church. My life is spent between mass and my children. And that's driving you crazy because you all suck. You're all disgusting. You all have no morals. That's why you're in D.C. posting about your shoes on a red carpet and thinking that it means something to anybody who has a shred of morality, because that is who you guys are. That's what you believe in. That is what you worship.
Yeah, I don't know anything about a red carpet, but shoes, piles of shoes, definitely. That is something they do believe in. So watch your tongue, Candace.
You worship celebrity. You worship red carpets. You worship...
Are those synonyms for Jews with giant noses?
You worship paparazzi shots. Your life has no substance. You guys literally, you worship Satan.
Well, okay. That might be a bit far at the end. I mean, I get what she's doing. She's doing the very convincing holier than thou. And she actually is right. She is holier than the people she's talking about. So good for her. I guess the question on everyone's mind is Serbian bull. Would you? Anyway, I'm just kidding. No, the question on everyone's mind is when are the hints going to stop dropping and just fucking drop the actual RFK blackmail, quote unquote, the ghastly material that would explain him palling around with Shmuley Boutique, just a disgusting Jew. What a vile, completely reprehensible Jew. Well, let me go show you something. Present, share screen. Okay, you want to see what Ian Carroll's doing instead of dropping RFK truth bombs? Okay, here you have it. He's done an hour and a half, then another half hour, and an addendum to that. So he's like kicking on 3 hours reviewing the telepathy tapes. That's what he's been up to. So, you know, I don't condemn the guy for doing what he wants to do. It's just, you know, we're all sitting poised on the edge of our seats here. We're waiting for the RFK drop. And you're telling me autistic kids communicate psychically. Which, hey, maybe they do. I don't know. That seems like a big breakthrough. But I don't know. It's not going to become anything until Jews can monetize it. I'm kidding. I don't know. I'd need to see some serious research to know if this is true or not. But evidently, this is what the telepathy. Ooh. Everyone's going to think Lerman's been drinking. Telepathy tapes. That's what it documents. Supposedly, I don't know. Now, you can get behind a paywall. And you can watch some of the sessions, the tests that are done. I mean, that would be interesting. And the paywall is going to fund a film. So that seems legitimate. I mean, if you're trying to crowdsource a film about the telepathy tapes, you need a paywall. So that's okay. Yeah, I'll give you a flavor for this so you can see what he's on about. Okay. Here's the telepathy tapes. See this? Unveiling the hidden world of telepathic communication in a silenced community. Now, they at one point overtly mention the JABSs, but they don't make a huge thing out of it. I think they are afraid that that would bring undue attention and perhaps impinge upon their research in a very undesirable way. So let's get a feel for what this is. Let's hear from Kai Dickens.
And you're listening to the Telepathy Tapes podcast.
My son said to me, I can hear thoughts.
What is this phenomenon happening? Why are his mind and my mind completely connected?
Telepathy is the tip of the iceberg with their spiritual gifts.
People don't understand that they can do this. They don't even have to be in the same room, the same zip code.
For decades, a very specific group of people have been claiming telepathy is happening in their homes and in their classrooms. And nobody has believed them. Nobody has listened to them. But on this podcast, we do.
Now track breaks. Yep. There's some Holocaust researchers who also believe in telepathy. Raul Hilberg, for example, he thought that telepathy was the way the final order to kill the Jews was given.
Episode of the Telepathy Tapes, where we venture into claims of widespread telepathy via a group who is systematically dismissed, non-speakers who often have autism. For decades, parents of non-speakers have been told by doctors, educators, and scientists that their kids are not in there. They are not capable of communication,
I sure hope this is correct. I hope this turns out to be something other than false hope, because I could imagine imagine the pain of having an autistic child, like the kind that doesn't communicate verbally, and they could even be high functioning, but imagine not being able to communicate in an ordinary way with your child. Like, that would be incredibly painful. And then some of them are on the spectrum where they are not high functioning, and then they don't communicate verbally either. And you would really get the impression like they're not in there, right? So this lady seems to be bringing forward some new understanding that would give parents an incredible amount of hope. Like, wait, you mean my child is in there and you have a way for me to speak with them? Anyway, I just sure hope it is not one of those, one of those fails to deliver, overpromised, underdelivered, and instead leaves with a climax of question marks. And all these questions we've raised, terribly interesting, we just need funding to look into them, this kind of thing. That would be really terribly disappointing, but I don't know where it goes because I've not been behind the paywall, but I'm letting you know what Ian Carroll's into lately. This is what he's busy doing instead of the RFK blackmail drops.
Or competent of learning. Imagine being one of those parents and discovering that everybody has been wrong about your child. They are in there, they are competent, and they can communicate. But then also discovering that your child can read your mind. Would you expect to be believed? We're going to meet people who experience this phenomenon from every corner of the world. We'll travel to Georgia, Wisconsin, Oregon, New Jersey, and so many places in between. We'll also hear from families in England, Israel, Mexico, and India. I find it very difficult to figure out how to bring anyone into this world due to the natural skeptic in all of us. So I think it makes sense to start at the very beginning and how I tumbled into this world 4 years ago when I heard a podcast featuring Dr. Diane Hennessy Powell.
Welcome to the Cosmos in You podcast.
So today we have Dr. Diane Hennessy Powell, who is a Johns Hopkins trained neuropsychiatrist, speaker, researcher, and author. In this episode, we discuss the research she's currently working on to study autistic savants and their telepathic abilities.
I had never heard of something like telepathy being talked about from a neuroscientist. And I went back to the intro just to learn a little bit more about Dr. Powell's background.
I applied to medical school and went to Johns Hopkins. And while there, I continued to do neuroscience research and work with some of the greatest minds in neuroscience. And instead of staying on to Hopkins for faculty, I joined the faculty at Harvard.
So as much as someone can be, she's a legitimate academic. And she goes on to talk about her background in research. She started by studying savant skills. For a quick refresher, savants have exceptional aptitude in something like math or language or art without having any formal training or exposure to the skill. So, you know, like someone who can play piano expertly without one lesson, or someone who has a brain injury and suddenly understands calculus. So Dr. Diane Powell is studying savant skills in autistic children. And somewhere along the way, enough parents had said, look, I'm actually not sure if they are a savant. I think they might just be reading my mind. Dr. Powell's primary subjects are non-speakers who are usually diagnosed with autism. Her subjects to date communicate by pointing to a letterboard or typing into an iPad or some sort of other speaking device. She explained doing experiments with some of these non-speakers where she'll put them in a room and put the parent or teacher or whoever they're telepathic with in another room or on the other side of a partition. Then Dr. Powell will generate random numbers or random pictures, and the non-speaker will try to type out what they believe the parent or their teacher or whoever is looking at from the other side of the room. And here's the host, Suzanne Scully, asking her how accurate the children were.
And if the time that they are correct is statistically significant.
Oh, it's like over 95%.
Over 95% of the time?
Huh. Yes.
I'm a science nerd, and that part of my brain just could not compute what I was hearing. However, I'm also a documentary filmmaker, and that part of me was totally fascinated. So I had to call her up.
Oh, you're frozen.
Can you see me? Hear me now? Diane, I'm going to try this 1 second here. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like trying to set an interview up in right perspective.
Okay. Is it okay if I record this just because you never know what I'm...
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'd love to hear from you just in a nutshell. Explain the work you're doing right now.
I'm working with children who have been reported by a parent to be able to read their mind.
I'd love to hear, as a scientist, what has made you believe that this is not just a whoopee-whoopee type thing, but this is actual science.
I started testing them, and I found that they were exceedingly accurate.
We were capturing it.
I mean, usually I try to have like three cameras.
Oh, for sure. She gave an incredible overview of all the research she's done to date. And we also talked about the amount of parents reaching out to her about telepathy in their non-speaking children from all over the globe.
And then today I got an email from someone who says, I just discovered that my child's reading my mind. And he says, you know, so he wants to talk to me. It's kind of nice to have these different cases that are at different stages and also demonstrate it in different ways. And so even if you can't get the perfect experimental setup, you have to look at the cumulative evidence to date.
And that made me ask about the perfect experimental setup. If she could have anything, what would it be?
Ideally, you would get some kind of brain imaging of both the transmitter and the receiver. And the simplest way to do that would be to do it with a quantified EEG.
I was totally impressed, not just with Diane, but with the earnestness in which these families were approaching her, you know, desperate for answers. And I understood for the first time that if what the families were saying was true, there was a possibility that this research could completely shift our paradigm, how humanity sees itself in consciousness. And I knew I had to document all of this research immediately.
What I would love is to get to wherever you are and sit down with you and maybe come up there for a day or two. And
you mentioned Washington, but I live actually in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
And
after talking through some of the logistics, she said yes. And I also asked her if she could please send me the drive of all of her former tests.
All right, thanks, Diane. Okay. All right, take care. All right, bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
So I did get a hard drive in the mail from the camera guy who had previously filmed Diane's telepathy test with various kids. And the drive had tons of information, lots of folders, lots of files. So I called up the camera guy who sent me the drive for two reasons. First, I wanted to understand what I was looking at on the hard drive and how all the footage went together. And more importantly, I wanted his take on the legitimacy of the tests before spending my own money and heading up to Oregon.
Scroll down to where it says telepathy selects.
Okay, so I'm in the folder right now.
In the room, I had several GoPros set up.
All right.
There should be views from cameras A, B, C, D, and E. And we also in that room had some large face display clocks.
All right. So just to jump in and set the scene here, when I pulled up the footage, there were five cameras, and this was an experiment with a young girl named Haley and her therapist that worked with her often and said that Haley could read her mind. So Diane went to conduct a telepathy experiment, and this is what the cameraman captured. So what I'm seeing in this experiment is the therapist who's in a different room will look at a flashcard or a random number through a random number generator. And then Haley will proceed to try to identify that word or that number accurately via telepathy.
So is that a partition on the table between yes. Diane and Haley?
Yes. We wanted to block the area so there would be no visual cues. And then I believe the microphone there so you could hear if there were any auditory cues given.
Got it.
So she's therapist is in the other room. She'd look at these cards, hold them in her mind, and then Diane would ask Haley, what do you see? And then Haley would proceed to type out letters and numbers and then hit play and the talker would pronounce the word or the phrase.
Like, what was the takeaway that you observed from being there as a neutral outsider, you know?
Haley wasn't 100%, but she was up in the 90% accuracy, and it just blew me away. It was pretty amazing. And seeing it actually take place and reviewing the footage afterwards, it was just a little jaw-dropping. And I was convinced that it's very real. Seeing how careful Diane was to set up the experiment, making sure that there was a total separation. I did have an IFB that I was listening and monitoring what was going on in the experiment room. So I can attest that there was no deception going on.
This was really good overview. And it's good to know, too, that you felt really blown away by it.
Yeah, I believe each of us through our lives have had some similar personal experiences where, you know, it is when you're thinking about someone and say, boy, I want to talk to them. And then boom, the phone rings and it's them. Those situations, that knowingness, tapping into the conscious collective.
My conversation with Kent, the camera guy, convinced me it was totally worth it to go up to Oregon and meet Dr. Powell in person. A flight on a new budget line and a rental car later, I ended up at her beautiful historic house. It has this huge, beautiful brick driveway and rolling green lawns around it.
People joke about it being Hogwarts West.
And that's actually a really great description. The house feels as though it's been there forever. And it has beautiful woodwork and artwork, tapestries and rugs from all over the world. And there's Dutch doors with pane glass separating various small rooms. There seem to be books and diplomas and pictures everywhere. And it just feels iconic, historic, and full of knowledge.
This is my home office, and I get a lot of emails from people who've heard me in a podcast or seen one of my lectures inquiring about research on savants and telepathy.
So yeah, could you maybe even read me some emails of what parents might say when they reach out to you for the first time?
This email is from a medical doctor. He wrote, "As much as I have been trained to think otherwise, I believe that I am the guardian of a non-speaking autistic child who I had thought was a savant, but now it is inescapable to believe that he can easily read my mind. He can write down any number of words of which I am thinking, as insane as that sounds. Please call me."
She took me through an array of emails.
We have made her multiple tests, and he would answer correctly every time. Then I made up a number in my head, and she wrote it. He was writing the answers from my thoughts. She can read other people's minds besides me. Looking forward to hearing from you. Take care.
What surprised me was that all of these people, from various corners of the world, were all saying a version of the same thing. They had a child diagnosed with non-speaking autism. Doctors and or educators had told the parents their children would never communicate or perceive the world beyond the level of a toddler. However, through a leap of faith or a twist of fate, these parents discovered their kids were in there. And in these cases, the kids learned to communicate via an iPad or a letterboard. And once the kids were communicating, the parents discovered through various means their children could read their minds. And they would test this unbelievable assertion over and over again, only to find that it was true. Many of these parents were not believed and felt alone, and they all had the same concerns. They had concerns about educating their children. They didn't know how to hide birthday presents or candy without it being found. They didn't know how to protect their private conversations or thoughts.
And well, right. That seems like the least of your concerns. If you've got a non-functioning autistic child, not one of the high functioning, but some of the ones who sit in chairs and can't move very well, hiding Santa's presents might be the least of your concerns. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. Look there. They think I want Latin youth looking for, I guess it's going to say love. No thanks. I don't know if I'll ever get through all these. 19 of them. Good God. The point is, it's supposed to grow more and more compelling as they go, playing your audio files. And again, you can get on over to this page. Let me show you this page real quick. Here's where you can actually go behind the scenes and you can get into the telepathy tests. Ding, 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 ding. So get your membership. And if you're so inclined, you can go in there. Oh, no. Deepak Chopra. This is not good. I didn't realize he was in here. Well, the others I'll check if I ever get a backstage membership here. This is really something. So far, so good. Deepak Chopra is the only guy I see who's a real shill, snake oil type of guy. Izzard Khalil? Akhil? I don't know who that is. Maybe that's a problem too. But many, many other seemingly legitimate tests. I don't know. It would have to be, yeah, I'd like to see these tests actually just to determine like the rigors of the tests and precisely what they're measuring. Like what are your scales? What are the indicators of knowledge? Do you allow any questions to be thrown away? Things like that. The real basics. Film trailer. This is what it's leaning to. Well, you could all be crazy. I mean, it's not completely unheard of. But, sure, it seems like there's a lot of evidence. So that's oh, it repeats, I see. So that's very, very interesting, isn't it? Yep, yep, yep. Who knows what to make of that? Memory of the Camps, Alfred Hitchcock's forgotten camps film. Notice here, this is the camps on the Rhine. So we might be watching this lost memory of the camps after The Prisoner. So keep visiting Saturday Night Cinema Review on White Perspective Radio. And yeah, eventually you'll be watching the Memory of the Camps. See how they look, how they lived outside. So the Jews are given barracks, and this is what the Germans were given: a shovel to dig a ditch. Eventually people came to lie in those ditches dying. So disgusting. Oh yes, Weinslager? It can't be Slager because it's wine. Rhein Weinslager. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. It is weird they picked the fat man. Is it not? Look at this. Do you see that? The die. Rhein Weinslager. It is interesting they picked this guy. Here he is filming the birds. Alfred Hitchcock, as if they intended to have him make a horror movie. Very strange. Super weird. I must be tarded. I need telepathy to hear this. Still muted, they're telling. What? How's it still muted? What the fuck is going on here? I don't get it. Let me escape. Still muted. Oh, that's going over well. Yeah, there's no reason for that to be muted, so... All right, we'll cut to the chase with it. How's that sound? I'll stop the screen. I'll present only the trailer, and this shouldn't confuse it too much. Share screen, but only the trailer. Only the trailer.
Your thoughts. And I said,
playing now.
Impossible. And he said to me, you don't get the kind of gifts that I have if you lie.
Let's please multiply two numbers and see if he gets it.
Okay, what is it?
9 0 0
Unbelievable.
1
Maybe shuffle again, Dr. Powell.
Plus 2
So he got the plus 2
I was wondering, because I was looking at the 2 the whole time, and I saw his hand going somewhere else.
What is this phenomena happening? Why are his mind and my mind completely connected?
I knew that a lot of people would think, boy, Diane's gone off the deep end.
But that's the risk any scientist takes when they challenge the current paradigm.
Joining us today to shed some light, Dr. Diane Powell.
I'm working with children who have been reported by a parent to be able to read their mind.
The data was so compelling and accurate that I had to follow it, even though I knew I was risking my scientific reputation.
I started testing them, and I found that they were exceedingly accurate.
What is the next number? 3
After the medical board took my license away, I had to prove my sanity. Once I did, I said, I'm going to prove that ESP is real.
Dr. Tarrant, he's done these QEEG scans to see what's going on.
The biggest overall finding is really this increase of activation across all the brain waves. If there was no change, I would definitely be skeptical.
If you can show a consistent pattern, particularly from kid to kid, that's how science changes. You cannot fake this.
We want answers, like, where does it come from? I want to know how and what are we supposed to do.
We can't all be crazy.
We are far more powerful than we can imagine, and the implications are huge.
for humanity and the planet.
Yeah. So you get the idea. You know, wild if true, I'll tell you that much.
My son said to me, I can...
Oh, yeah, that. stop sharing. There we go. Impossible, can possible. Right. Okay. So again, I don't know how true any of this is, but this is what he's been on about. I apologize for that earlier. ESP is real, maybe just not with TARDs. Yeah, maybe not with NOGs either. I wonder if there's a racial disaggregation to the telepathy success rates. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it followed some kind of a racial trend. Might even track with IQ, or it might track with something else. It might track with empathy or something. I don't really know. You can measure empathy. Those would be like more like Likert surveys, or you'd have to observe people in their environment and write down their reactions, and you have to turn those reactions into notes, and then from the notes you'd have to see if themes emerge. But it can be done. It's called a mixed methodology. But it can be done. All right, well, I found it interesting enough to bring to you, but again, a little disappointed that I'm not getting my RFK drop instead, because Ian Carroll is all deep up in this telepathy tapes jazz. He's all in. There it is, with Kai Dickens. Okay. Who is, as he's told it, a very sympathetic mother of one of these kids with limited mobility. And, you know, it's been a very, very sad story up until she learned, wait a second, I can give this kid a word board and he can talk to me? So that's pretty astounding. That alone is a big breakthrough. I know what you're thinking. We can give the niggers word boards. It doesn't work like that. You have to know how to put words together to use the word board. So that's not going to help. If you give a nigger a word board, he's going to beat your daughter over the head with it and rape her. So don't give boards. Don't give word boards to niggers. Hi-yo. As I was saying. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm looking at all the... Look at all the mutes. Trogs or tards. Okay, they're at it again. Oh, my God, they don't stop. Well, it's kind of funny at this point, isn't it? Isn't it just a little funny to be, to be doing the Emily Yukas jam? Oh, I know, I'm looking at the wrong place. I have something for you. You're going to find entertaining, no doubt. Here we go. The Trogtards were loving to... Oh, here you go. Here's Emily.
Yo, what the fuck?
She's in one of my intros now. Yeah, here we go. I'm in the right hard drive now. Okay. Now, let's see. Video folder. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pistachio girl. Ah, there it is. We found it. Okay. Now to bring it to desktop so it is easy to find. Okay, they tried to do this thing about Emily where it was like an Emily Yukas takedown. A sad, pathetic attempt. It was basically a brown tumor was playing her video, and I think the video's worth seeing. In fact, I rather think Emily's kind of proud of it. There's nothing really to make fun of in the video, so again, I don't even understand how this was an own. You're going to be a bit shocked when you see it, like, wait, this was an own? But to retarded trogs, like actual artistic expression is an own, I guess. Not really getting it, so, I mean, that's wild. Here we go. Okay, now this is supposed to be the big own. So let me get this straight. There's four pictures of Emily looking really hot. And now we're seeing Emily they call it scenes of Emily naked in the woods. Well, she's filming a video. Okay. And this is what artists do. This may seem shocking and indelicate to some people, but this would have been a very artistic younger Emily. And all you're going to learn from this is that in addition to being really adorable and a brilliant artist, as well as a political thinker who can keep up with her husband, Warren, which is really saying something, Emily's all those things. Oh, and she has like a 9.8 on the scale out of 10 for a kicking body. So, ooh, we're taking her down. She's so hot she can run around naked without being embarrassed.
You come fuck me now. You come now. 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 You come fuck me now. Ping pong. Ping pong. Ping pong.
I'm a Kappa. I'm a Kappa. I'm a Kappa. I'm a Kappa.
You get it. Seeing the music saying, I'm not Happa, because they call her a Happa as well, which Emily's clearly, she's not a Happa. So I don't know where you got Happa out of that. I think it's the way she does the makeup on her eyes, which you should be able to tell. The person's not a Happa. It's just doing the eye makeup a certain way. There you go. Okay, you get the idea. This is just a very lovely 20-year-old Emily. So in addition to, they just don't get it. They don't get art. They don't get what the goth scene was like. They don't get what she's mocking. They're not getting any of it. Yeah, another great picture of Emily. And she even looks good as a blonde with short hair. That's pretty impressive. Very impressive, yeah. So, like, batting a fucking 1,000. So nailed. Oh, Emily Yukis wrecked. She's brilliant. She's artistic. She's had two white babies. And in her younger days, she looked hot, both naked in the woods with ugly face makeup on, and they found footage of her as a blonde, and she also looked hot then. So I don't know. It's just we're clicking all the hot boxes, but we're supposed to think this is the Trogs winning, totally defeating. It's a Yukis takedown. She's a Happa. Fucking retards. Fucking retards. It can be a bit much, I understand, but listen. Listen. All right, Serbian Bull, what do you have for us, buddy? What is he saying here? O to the EC, O to the Odyssey. All right, let's see. Let me make sure I put this there. I don't want any mess ups like the last time. That was unnecessary. Instead, we'll present. We're going to share motherfucking screen and see if we can get motherfucking sound. All right, let me go over here. Ah, it says you're going to have sound, so I'm going with that. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning.
Sisters. It's an honor to be here with you. I'm proud. If you're like me, I'm not sure how much more talk I can hear. Because that's all it is, isn't it? Talk. Well, I, for one, have had enough of just talk. Yeah. You know, I know how you feel. I do. You've lost your jobs. Your dignity. I watched my father get knocked down again and again. And he never pushed back. And they'll tell you that's how it works. You just have to stand there and take it. One link at a time. One freedom at a time. But I won't do it. It is time for us to fight. Yeah. My friends and family, we're here with you today because we want you to join us on a mission, putting words into action. Yeah. Our brotherhood has broken the chains of Jewish thought and parasitical usury. We've stood tall against the coloreds who have soured our lands. We, these yeoman farmers, are eating, breathing, sleeping, and growing together. They've become one mind. One body, one race, one army.
Yes.
We're facing the extermination of our history, of our very way of life. Will you sit back and allow the nation that our forefathers discovered, conquered, and died for be eradicated, or will you stand up like men and fight to survive? Kinsman duty calls. It is time to take the future all your families deserve.
Yes!
In Medellin Falls, we have a saying. Defeat. Never.
Never.
Victory. Forever.
Forever!
Defeat.
Never.
Victory.
Forever.
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 Defeat.
Never.
You're the best.
That's right.
Got access to weapons?
I can get whatever you need. For why? You guys gonna actually do something?
You already are. How's $1,000 a month sound?
It's rough for nice men to make this in our country.
No. It's because it's not our country anymore.
You're fucking right about that.
You know, in every revolution, someone has to fire the first shot. Want to help us do it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, Alan Berg. Yeah, Alan Berg. Nice.
legend Alan Berg outside his home in Denver. Killed by neo-Nazis who hated him because he was Jewish. Right-wing extremists killed Alan Berg because he didn't just challenge them on the radio, he mocked them.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Police say Berg's body was riddled with bullets.
The only really good Jew is a dead Jew.
These guys were for real.
What do we mean? White power!
We are faced with extinction. We have a right to do whatever we can do to preserve ourselves.
Things are going to get so bad that white people are going to be back into a corner, and they're not going to have the luxury of being individuals anymore.
There no longer remains the possibility for any gentle or easy or friendly or bloodless solution to the mess that we've gotten ourselves into.
Wow, sir, that was excellent. Yep, that was really excellent. Yes, I dare say that's a keeper. I'm gonna leave that tab up and make sure I copy that over after today. Yep, that's a fucking keeper. That Order movie was amazing, was it not? I mean, I know it was compressed and not all of it's completely like 100% accurate, but it was just a great fucking film, and it makes the white leadership look honorable and, I don't know, like it's got their shit together, their priorities are right. And then you've got these dysfunctional FBI and BATF guys. They're all fuck-ups. And that angry Nog. What was she with FBI, I think? Anyway. Yeah, straight up swamped and based Emily can't be beat. Yeah, some people are saying that she's a bit of a nutter. But she's in great shape now that Warren's got her. She always stayed in pretty good shape, but yeah, they do all the hiking and whatnot now as a family. So yep, good for them. And creme de la creme nutter compared to what? Let's put it this way. I can't say Emily's probably a great mom. I have no doubt, but all I know, and I've said it before, dating Emily is one of those girls. I've dated girls like Emily. Yeah. You never know what is going to happen next when you're out and about. That's all I'm saying. So that can be kind of exciting. And anyway, yeah, I'm sure she's a very good mom. Yeah, she did make some weird videos, but that's, you know, artsy fartsies. They're going to do what they do. Yeah, what else is there to say? You're in the art crowd in an urban area. You're generally pushing the envelope. Not because you want to become a part of a modern art scene and involve yourself in money laundering or something like that. It's more so because you're going through a transgressive youth culture rebellion phase and you're thinking, let's make something interesting to look at, right? And it's only when Emily became older, and many other people go through this too, and they become older, and then they realize, you know what, the classics is where the real talent can be found. But the transgressive shit and the weird goth videos and all that seems like a perfectly normal phase. Yeah. Perfectly normal. Unless it was last week. I'm kidding. It's not last week. What's this about based Emily? Oh, okay. I'll check it out. Whoa. Check it out. Warren and Emily respond to a discussion by the Kim Iverson show. Well, wait a second. Isn't Kim Iverson? Kim Iverson's an actual HAPA, is she not? Yeah, I think she is. A legit HAPA. Let's hope it's not over that. Oh, God. Are we in fighting about who's a happen now? Kim Iverson does some pretty good content. If you don't like looking at her part Asian face, I guess don't tune in. Okay, it seems to be it's something more about, oh, God, Carlin Borisenko is involved. Oh, no, no. She's like the fatter female James Lindsay. Oh, brother. Okay. All right, let's unwind this. Well, yeah, we'll have some fun. Let's unwind this. Wow. Okay. May as well. Let's jump into it, shall we? So what we're about to see, suffice it to say that Emily and Warren, I'm going to share this tab. From what I understand, Emily and Warren respond to the discussion by Kim Iverson and Dr. Carlin Borisenko claiming that white nationalism is an overreaction to critical race theory. That's all it is. That seems like an oversimplification, but hey, listen, you know, we'll get into it. Let's give them a chance to make their case. I am absolutely positive Warren and Emily will be fair.
Now, when these ideologies, white nationalism in one form or another, has been around for decades, well, it's obvious. And this is where you really get to the heart of the problem. Whites are in a state of steep decline in their own countries.
Yeah.
The country that Kim's Vietnamese mom and her family came to no longer exists. It is being crushed.
That's right.
And the important thing is, this has been happening as a matter of policy, as you just said,
policy
for decades and decades and decades,
but really ramped up during the Civil Rights Act, which prevents specifically whites from living in their own neighborhoods.
Civil rights era, yeah.
From going to their own schools, from hiring each other, from freedom of association. So, and they were forced with bayonets out of their neighborhoods and forced to integrate with blacks. Now look at our cities. We whites have been ethnically cleansed from our cities. This is a fact. If you look at any city, the white population has been in a steep, steep decline. And look at the state of the cities. Kim, it's not just people making stuff up when they say that black and brown people are committing the crime. They are objectively committing the crime. Not Asians. Asians are the one group that probably commits less crime than white people. But black and brown people who have taken over the cities because white people don't want to live in violent neighborhoods. Oh, but that's a wrong thing. We aren't allowed to want to live in a safe white neighborhood, are we?
Well, this is the central problem, is that you have to acknowledge that this woke stuff is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, CRT, it just came about in the last few years. Like, the actual program of anti-white violence against white people has been going on for decades and decades and decades. We were just reading about South Boston. You know, it was St. Patty's Day. South Boston was one of the most Irish Catholic ethnic neighborhoods in the country.
Not anymore. But also, this explains why Carlin Borisenko is involved in this, who it's this girl with like kind of a pig face. She looks a little too beefy for her own good, and she's like a female James Lindsay, although she pretends to hate James Lindsay, so I never really got that. But they were very much on the same trip about how don't make CRT all about it being bad for white people. CRT is bad for black people. She was one of those. That's what she was doing. And now, of course, she's in agreement with Kim Iverson, I suppose we're about to see, that this CRT stuff, it created a reaction that you are calling white nationalism. We'll see where this goes. All I know is Carlin Borisenko's whole tip, her whole trick, everything she's about is about being anti-capitalist. You know, hey, I'll sign on with that. But she's convinced that no one's as smart as she is, right? So all you are dummies. You don't understand what Carlin Borisenko is trying to convince you of when she's convincing you that you don't hate other races, white man. You don't dislike browns. You dislike capitalism because capitalism is what's bringing the browns in. What? I'm telling you, this is her argument. I've heard it, like 2 years ago. She was going on. Those were her talking points. So I don't know. Good luck. I guess we'll see what she ends up arguing. It's probably not going to stand up to Emily and Warren.
It was a thriving community.
And the federal government went to war on South Boston in the 1970s to forcibly integrate with school busing, to bus the white kids out of their own neighborhood, bus them to majority black schools, to bus the black kids into Southie.
Yeah, if white people complained, they got beaten by the cops. So it was a literal government-enforced violent expulsion, enforced violently not only by our own government, but by the blacks that moved in. And yes, blacks are disproportionately violent. If you can mention 65 IQ Haitians on your show, Kim, you can acknowledge the predisposition to violence that black people have.
South Boston is now down to 24% Irish.
Oh, my God.
And the black, I think the black and brown proportion of the city of South Boston, specifically of that neighborhood of Southie, the African-American or Hispanic proportion of that neighborhood has increased by more than 400% since 1990. That would not have happened had the government not gone in to do this. And this is what happened. I mean, look at Detroit is another one. Detroit is the classic example. Again, this didn't happen naturally through natural products of migration. These people, the white people that left Detroit, were refugees. They were refugees like Kim's people who fled after the fall of Saigon.
Yes.
What happened during the civil rights era and the Fair Housing Act and the forced busing was by force the destruction and the breakup of white communities all over the United States.
Erasing them completely from existence. And to this day, we are seen as the perpetrators and not the victims of this racial expulsion.
And now we have a situation where whites used to be as recently as like 1980, the vast majority of this country, and now are down to like less than 60%. It's in the 50s.
It's in the 50s now. And here's a chart that just came out where you can see the white birth rates. We're seeing 40%, 30%, 22%. I mean, the younger generations of whites are already a minority in this country. And this is the question I have. At what point are white people allowed to be upset about this?
Yesterday and 10 years before that, right? But here we are. Yeah, this is bleak, man. The stats are bleak.
At what point are our numbers going to shrink to the point where you're going to say, okay, you guys are allowed to be upset about this. You're not evil for being upset about this. What, like 10%? Or when we get to what, like 10% of this country? Because if the trends keep going, that's where we're going, Kim. We're going to 20%. We're going to go to 15% at this rate.
Yeah.
At what point are we allowed to be upset about this and not be demonized and called evil racists for not wanting to be, you know, forced into minority status?
So if whites are having a rising nationalist consciousness, it's because of this decades of this persecution, decades of a government wanting to break them down, break their communities up, and using state policy and terror and the FBI, COINTELPRO to disrupt anyone. But it's white people specifically that are expected to hold, as you say, to this expectation that we are just all individuals and it's a colorblind meritocracy, even as non-white groups encroach on more and more and more and more of our territory, and we shrink and we shrink and we shrink. And the more they increase in numbers, the more it becomes a necessity for us to get anywhere, to survive.
That's what I'm
to
saying.
To stick together.
It's like at what point when we are a minority status, which if we don't do something drastic, if we don't have a white nationalism and we don't get our demographics up in some drastic way, like mass deportations, we will become a minority. That is inevitable. So it's like, at what percentage are we going to be allowed to say, okay, we need to work together racially to, you know, do what every other race does and advocate for our own race?
Yeah, that was brilliant. That was an excellent clip to choose. I like it. I like it. Well done, Swampy. Yes, some very good input on the chat, just so you know. Lex V suggesting we wait until all the boomers die. We'll be 20% by 2035. Also suggesting white women are the problem on our side. they are so Jew brainwashed and said, not all of them. That's first. Second of all, here's the great thing about white women. It's also one of the bad things about white women. They tend toward high social compliance, right? So you can convince them of the latest thing very easily. And this is not to say that they're weak-minded or something. They're genetically, biologically imprinted to behave this way. It's for the functionality of a given social group that could stay cohesive in absence of men going about and doing the hunting. And so it makes a lot of sense that women are this way. What you need to do is, don't call them Karens. Don't condemn them for this. You try to lovingly explain that, look, it's just a Netflix special. It doesn't mean every kid, it doesn't mean our kid, it doesn't mean any kid you know, is going to go stab one of their classmates now. Okay, it was a TV show. And in fact, let me show you something. Look, they switched the races. See, in real life, the kid who stabbed the white girl was a black migrant. You see, so you're worried about nothing. You're worried about our kid or one of his friends becoming a school stabber. But you've been Jewed. You've been Jewed. So you can do that. And then you can remind yourself that once we're able to fly what we want up the flagpole, they're going to salute. That's at the bottom line. They will salute once it's flown up the flagpole. So that's the advantage of being able to have them identify with the latest thing very strongly. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mud sharks, I'm afraid. Yeah, you got to count them out. Unfortunately, not much you can do with a mud shark. We all know that much. Sadly, not much you can do with a mud shark. And some of them have made that terrible, terrible mistake. What a terrible fate. No Valhalla for you, girl. You've been blacked. So this is officially a no-go zone for worthy white people. All right, let's do this. We said we would take a check. Yes, let's take that check time. Break chat. Where do I find it now? Here it is. Share screen. Mm-mm. Break for chat. Mm-mm. Okay. We said we would check chat, and we're 18 minutes late. Wow.
Oh. Right. Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
Oh, it just never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
Serbian Bull, Boiling Frog, Lex V, Always Honest, Lex V again, and Straight Out of Swamped In. Let's see about MFC NorCal, Kick Chef, and did I mention Lex V? Yes. Okay. Boiling Frog into his aisle, as well as Creme de la Creme. Serbian Bull confirming that donos can still occur on Odyssey. You can dono on Odyssey. You can dono a lot of places. We'll show you those in a moment. And yes, Based Emily. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Me, Billy B. Her Alfred cartoon or her animations, like, okay, they're not for everyone, right? Some of it can seem disgusting, but I see what she's doing. Okay, so she's sort of using my approach where she would take disgusting things available in the culture and the media, and she would then amplify them in caricature, and that's why they're disgusting. It's a reflection of the cultural cheese whiz that is Jewish influence upon Gentile peoples through the media. And so this is what she does. So yes, some of it will be pretty gross. So if you're not into that kind of thing, you know, it's by adults for adults, or in her case, she was an adult actually. Yeah. Although I think the earliest Alfred Alfer, she might've been like 15 or something. Edgy kid. What an edgy kid Emily was. So there's that. Oh, yeah. FDJ, we got to go to.
Guys, mm-hmm. What's going on?
We got Bushmaster. Nice. Straight out of Swampton. We've got. Oh, Swampy's got a two screen caps for us. Straight out of Swampton. Lisa from Germany. Hello, dear. And Ponzi Mobile. What's up, buddy? Ponzi Mobile. Let's see. I can't scroll down past Ponzi Mobile. That's odd. Super weird. Oh, there we go. All right. Lisa from Germany. Ponzi Mobile. Oh, yes. Bushmaster 6A returns. And more Lisa from Germany. Bing, 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 bing. Ah. Buy more ammo. Ponzi Mobile has given the tip. Buy more ammo with 5. Thanks, buddy. You must be getting super close now. I'm going to have to make a Ponzi Mobile drop. Ponzi Mobile. Straight as Swampton, Ponzi Mobile. All right, let's check some of these. Then I'm going to share the screen caps or the, you know, the memes that people have sent. Let's do that. We've got Clasha in the his aisle. And we have, I thought I saw Always Honest. Yes, there's Always Honest. Excellent. Lisa from Germany is helping me on it. Okay, Rhein Wiesen, Rhein Wiesen Lager, Rhein Wiesen Lager, Rhein Wiesen Lager. Okay, I'm curious to see what Hitchcock did with that. Of course, it's pieced together footage, right? So it's not technically a completed Hitchcock work, but the reviews I've read, people say, you know what, you could see what they were after. They were putting together a propaganda film and decided that it made the Germans seem too sympathetic, you know, laying in their own waste, starving to death, while piles of food just a few thousand feet away were rotting. They were starved on purpose. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. The Allies should never live it down. All right. Where were we? Jew Elon always said he wants to microchip our brains. Fuck that guy. He also spreads a mythology that he's microchipped his own brain, which is not true. That's a myth. Elon Musk spreads the myth that he sleeps 4 hours a day and has a chip in his brain or something. It's like, no. He has a very unstructured work schedule. Elon can claim he's working 80 hours a week and no one's over. How are you going to know? What are you tracking Elon's movements? Elon doesn't work 80 to 100 hours a week, and neither do these Pajits who claim they work that much. No one works that. No one is working 80 to 100 hours a week. Okay. And if you are, you might do it for 1 week. You might have some brief output at a really high rate, and then you're burned out. You're just tired all the time. You're going to be burned out. And then you can return to do what everyone else does, I suppose, in these cubicle jobs. You're probably checking your phone 40% of your time. You know what I mean? So don't give me the shit about the third world Jeets working 80 to 100 hours a week. I don't believe it. No one believes it, okay? We see what you're doing. You're replacing white people. We see what you're doing. We don't appreciate it in the least. Lisa from Germany with a point about retarded border walls. Yes. Many, many places have retarded border walls. U.S. among them. Some pretty dumb shit. Fake-ass gay border walls. Dude, are you showing us hairy back chicks again? No, that was the only one, is that Rachel, whatever her name was, who was playing Snow White. That was off-putting. And when I discovered it wasn't fake, I thought to myself, Serbian Bull totally would say yes to this. Ponzi Mobile. A Hapa is half Asian, half Anglo, generally. You know, Anglosphere, something like that. So Lauren Chen would be considered a Hapa. Yeah. Now, the Hapa is not, let's say, an Asian from Vietnam and an Asian from China get together. That's not considered a Hapa. That's not a Hapa. The Hapa particularly refers to one half of that portion has to be a Anglo sphere contributor of the DNA. That's how that works. Jews have an obsession with sexual obscenity, sick perversions. Yes, well, yeah. But I will say that wood stuff was artistic. Now, maybe we didn't get to see the final product, the other thing. So was this a horror movie? Was this a music video? Was it supposed to accompany some sort of spoken word piece? Who knows? But, you know, artsy fartsy. All right, I'll just tell you the story. So at the Limelight, it used to be a church, when this was open, you can go to the Limelight and you can find different rooms. Sometimes there were art displays in these rooms, okay? So I walk in one room, eerie lighting, a little bit of mist on the floor. It's very effective. And some really creepy lighting on a tub full of blood and what looks like a mannequin in the tub full of blood. Okay. And the girl with a tattoo from the inside of her wrist all the way up her arm, inside her armpit and down her side to her ribs. This girl begins cutting limbs off of the, off the mannequin. Okay, then she's dipping them in the blood in the tub, and then she's, you know, whipping it around so you can be in this room if you don't mind getting a little fake blood on you. Okay, so here's the thing. That was, I don't know what that was, but some people call that art. That was performance art. Okay? Now, the point of that kind of art is either to be provocative or interesting, as in, oh, something new. It's supposed to be novel, because you can go see the beautiful paintings and the Mona Lisa and all of this. You can go see the Rembrandts and all of this. And that's been done. And in fact, we already know who the best are, because the best have lived and they've gone and they've left us their work. But what about something new? New's not always better, but when you're younger, new seems better. So there's young Davis, and of course, he hits on the, well, let's say about 10 years older than me. He hits on the artist, and boy, do things go well. So I'll leave it at that, and she was super weirdo. Super weirdo. You want to hear something real weird? She shaved one armpit. One. The one with the tattoo. I didn't ask. I should have asked. Like, why not just shave? But I knew it would kill the mood, so. But isn't that weird? So think about this. You got the razor out, and you don't shave both. You only shave the one that shows off the tattoo. I don't know. You know. My point is, there's all kind of weird girls out there. And she was a lot of fun. Now imagine if she was smart like Emily, but also had totally based political takes. And every time we went out with her, you never knew what was going to happen next. So you can see the appeal. That's all. So rather than like hate on her about some silly artistic video she did, and it's a very rough cut of it, by the way. They all did that. They did that. The Trogs did that. They dug that up and they tried to ruin her with it, which is, again, good luck, because she looks great. You know, except the face makeup's a little weird. But you know what I mean. All right, Bill 88 says sex is normal or there wouldn't be people. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's actually a very good fucking point. The kike will defile anything. Sex, healthcare, schools, well water. Oh, especially the well. I see what you did there. Especially the well water, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. Indeed, WP Bill 88. Bushmaster 6A agreeing, yes, nothing wrong with natural attraction. Porn destroys that natural attraction, kills real love, and destroys marriages. Yes. Well, where do people find the time, really, is what I'm wondering. You hear about these people with weird habits. People with weird habits doing the red tube or whatever. Whatever they're on. They're doing this. They're doing the X tube or whatever it is. They're doing this for hours a day. And I'm thinking, hours a day? I don't have hours a day. What are you doing? So is this just a young man's game? Do they have lots of time for this? I don't know. I don't know. It's not fucking good. The point is, people should just start getting busy, start doing something, get a hobby, get a dog, make a family. You're going to run out of time to sit there thwacking away at your beanbag. All right. Yam bag. Okay, I won't insult you. Gonna need more ammo, boys. Gonna need more ammo, boys. Well, okay, yeah, I get it, I get it. Ponzi Mobile gave me 5 for more ammo. Danky, Dikey, Deitsky, Deitsky. The kike is an unnatural species. You know, on this we can agree, dude. The fucking kikes have got to go. The more we learn, the less we like them, and this is how we come to hate. And hate can be translated into action. Right? Muscle and hate should probably be the two buzzwords of the future. Muscle and hate. This is to emphasize, by the way, we shouldn't want women warriors with us. I know some of you ladies are very daring, and that's great and everything, but this is a man's job. And your job is to keep the home fires burning and take those spears / 9 millis your husband trained you on and make sure no niggers come to your camp. You're keeping the fires burning at the camp. That's how that works. Hmm? Alex Waslak with 14. He's dropping the 14. Let me get to the dono drops. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Alex.
Who is luck?
Alex. Laswak.
Alex.
Alex. Laswak. Laswak.
Alex.
Alex.
Laswak.
Alex.
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 Laswak.
Alex.
Do we have the correct pronunciation of your name?
Alex.
Who is luck?
Laswak.
Laswak.
Check it out. And also, Bushmaster was kind enough to give 1488.
Bushmaster
6.
A.
Bush.
Fish.
6.
A.
Bush.
Master. The A says A.
6.
A.
Nice. All right. Here we go. Looking over at F to the T to the J. A lot of activity tonight. This is really cool. Here goes. What are these images of, Swampy? This is so strange. I see like reflective images happening here. Meh. The only people who can't scale these walls are fat Americans. Okay. Which wall are you talking about? Huh. I know at our wall, quote unquote wall, they go get cheap, like Harbor Freight saws, and they just use them up cutting through the metal, and then they make themselves a door, you know? Yeah, we didn't really opt for an actual wall. No. Trump was repurposing something that, don't know, some side of some friend of his ended up with this extra material. Literally, this is how it happened. This is why you get a fence that has that slatting effect, but it's not an actual wall, as you know. Yes, a wall would have been difficult to build, so let's not do anything hard, Donald. Nothing worth doing is hard, right, Donald? Okay. Straight out of Swamped In, mentioning Laurie Anderson, performance artist. Dennis and I like her. Yes, but Laurie Anderson, just to be clear, if there's such a thing as a conservative performance artist, not politically, I just mean she maintains certain standards of tradition. She plays a violin. She doesn't exercise a lot of the cuss words. She doesn't employ those in much of what she does. Maybe none. I think you might be able to bring your kids to like a Laurie Anderson concert, and it is performance art, and it's, you know, like one part music, one part performance art. But yeah, she's not at all like Karen Finley, the woman who rants and raves and pours honey on her naked body and rolls around in sawdust and peanuts and things like this, which I went to see live. Big mistake bringing my date to that. She's also really foul-mouthed. Karen Finley, really foul-mouthed. So that didn't go well. That was in the Soho district of New York City. I've never been anywhere more gay in my life. Everyone was a fucking faggot. Unbelievable. I think to myself, we're three blocks away. We're safe now. I stop. We have coffee together. And the same lisp is occurring. It's unbelievable. And you can also go record shopping, which used to be, okay, there was a little heroin around Bleecker Street. You know, you can actually walk around that stuff pretty easily. Not that I like looking at it, but it was just part of the reality of it. Well, Bleecker Street was always edgy, had a few homeless. There appeared to be like some squatters. But then I noticed there was a Fag Central hangout. And it was like a weird sex shop slash selling used clothing. You know what I mean? This was like way back when. I'm talking, what is this? Out of high school. So like this is like mid-90s. Yeah, I think it was around, no, like 93. Yeah. So shit was fucked way back then even. That was the beginning. That was the beginning. Ponzi Mobile, I disagree. Karen Finley is not culture. Karen Finley is like shock performance art. She's meant to shock the shit out of you. It's not meant to culture you. I did have a nice treat with one date. This was cool. We went to Soho again, and this time I made sure it wasn't going to be like disgusting performance art with rubbing honey on her naked body and screaming disgusting things at people. It was a dancer, expressive dance, which, you know, it's not my thing, but I figure you can't really go wrong with that. I mean, this is going to be okay. And yeah, things went pretty well. Things went pretty well. The only off bit, and she dressed like a legit ballerina and all that. So I'm thinking, oh good, this will be sort of trad. The only off bit was she did this thing where she could keep her legs split, push off the ground with her. So imagine this. She's on the ground. Her legs are split, like fully split. And she's able to crunch her stomach muscles and then use her elbows to do this backy forth thing and then roll backwards. Okay. And she can continue to roll backwards. And then when she lands on her last roll, she suggestively has her own mouth at her own crotch. And there were a couple of chuckles, although I don't think we're supposed to find it funny. Or maybe she hurt herself and she wasn't supposed to be about to pleasure or self-pleasure. It was like a self-pleasure move. Anyway, I have no idea. That's it's a one-off bit. That was a little strange. The hand squeezed. The hand squeezed, and she's like, I think it's time to go. Okay, listen, you know, we try. I want to do something different. And that's what you get for different. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were also lucky enough in Huntington, New York. There was like a small independent film house. And depending on the director or whatever the event was, sometimes the theater, the film house, they'd call it, because it was more than just a theater, would convert into like an opening party for a certain film or a director. Sometimes we would celebrate a director, like I saw Hal Hartley. I visited the Hal Hartley opening, and you get to meet him, have him sign your DVDs or whatever. That was really cool. That was cool. And that was considered culture. Although I'd say the point of doing indie films is you actually see a lot of film that's, shoestring budget stuff. And this, frankly, this less slick filmmaking can reveal who the great filmmakers are. Now I'm going to give you a film recommendation. I don't do this much. I'm going to give you a film recommendation. It's by Hal Hartley, and the film is called Trust. Now, there's a lot of Hal Hartley movies. I'm not telling you to watch anything other than Trust, okay? It's got Edie Falco in it, if you've ever seen her in Nurse Jackie. It's got two or three other famous people you would have seen. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I recognize that guy or that girl. And the main actress, I know she's passed now. Boy, she was adorable. Let me look her up real quick. It's so sad. I don't remember her name because she was murdered. Film actress. They're not going to know what I'm talking about, will they? In Trust. The problem is there's been 15 films called Trust. Oh, God. Look at this. Whoa. Okay, I'm going to have to do... See, it's not the right Trust. I'm going to do Hal Hartley's Trust. Hal Hartley apostrophe S Trust. Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. Me, billy, all right, who was in this? Martin Donovan. Let me share this tab instead. So here's the film cover. This is the updated film cover. Let's see. Yep, see that? Mm-hmm. That's the reissued DVD, or I'm sorry, Blu-ray version. So that's quite cool. All right, so you see this? Martin Donovan, he's old now, but that's this guy here. And I believe it might have been his second film. Excellent actor. He's someone who's going through a bit of an existential crisis. In this existential crisis, he's wandering through New York. Well, really Long Island, actually. So this is a Long Island film. And he sees no point to life. He's very much black-pilled, as you would say, before the term was wildly popular. Until he meets Adrienne Shelley. And Adrienne Shelley, I suppose her only flaw is, I guess she was a quarter Jewish or something. But anyway, she was an excellent actress, and she was quite a good director herself. There's a movie called Waitress, I think, with the Russell daughter. And she directed that, and she was in that, and she did a great job. But either way, she's an excellent actress. She plays a, what would you call her? A frustrated youth. She's a precocious girl who ends up pregnant and wants to quit high school. But these two find each other. So he's missing something. She's got something extra, and somehow it all works out. It almost doesn't work out, though. You see there, she's holding her grenade. Yeah, so there's some excitement in the movie as well. Very interesting. Hal Hartley's Trust. And you could watch it as a type of period piece for Long Island, or you could watch it with a lady, because there's obviously a bit of a love story happening here. And there are romantic parts, obviously. Romantic in a different way. You'll have to see it. And you could just watch it as a drama. But this one's good for, you know, with the ladies, in case you're, you know, if you're up to that kind of situation. Excellent fucking film. Excellent film. And a lot of funny parts. You would not expect this. You would not expect a lot of funny parts. And yet, right? Right. Okay, where were we before the diversion? We were on FTJ. F to the T to the J. Huh? Right. All right, what else do we have for you? No, not that. Oh, I'll play you this in the meantime. Yes. Here we go.
On this one, we do have to bring you our vote, because you have been voting in the text and online vote today. So here is the result. Is multiculturalism working? Here is what you told us. 5% of those of you who voted said, yes, it is. 95% of those of you who voted this morning said, no, it isn't.
See? Right.
Oh, I lost my train of thought.
We're back over at F to the T to the J. Nice, nice, nice. Kikes can't do art, Bill 88 says. Art is an act of creation. Yes, they do. They do this approximation of art. It's not really art. True dat, true dat. All right, it looks like I might have killed everybody's desire to continue following or listen with my slice of life thing. No one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear your slice of life, Davis. What do you know? Well, I didn't say it's a way to live. I was just kind of saying how I lived. And I remember that film like it was yesterday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we already did that. Great. That's the Emily and Carlin Borisenko. We should probably look into her a little bit. Boy, she's using a lot of filters. There's probably a filter called Make My Face Not Look Fat, and she's using that one. Oh, boy, yeah. Oh, boy. All right, we'll dig in on her in a minute. The female James Lindsay, everybody, which is like, in other words, I repeat myself. It's like saying James Lindsay. Hey, I am an animal. All right. Yes, we promised we could some of these as well. So let's do it. All right. This is nuts. It's having a bit of an issue. Hold on. My God. How do you expect to keep listeners? All right, here we go. Now we are talking. We've stopped screen only to restart screen. Huh? That's the way we do it. Yeah, excellent. Here we go. And a one, and a two, and a three. Share screen. Oh, bam. Hey, look at this. The Forward, which is a Jewish newspaper, need to find a solution. Podcast host calls for mass deportation of Jews. Whoa. Stu Peters on the Jew shit list. Don't ask me who Matt Baker is. Slave to Liberty. Dude, there's so many people out there. It's no wonder this thing's going nowhere. It's like they stick us all in narrow silos, and then they put them one next to each other. So Matt Baker, slave to Liberty, he'll never, through osmosis, come over to our silo, and we're never going to get into his, right? Zach made the rare crossover. Yeah, so I mean, good for him. That's super rare. And let's see the next one. Breaking. Mexico says the best way to avoid rapists and criminals from getting a stronghold in America is to not elect them president. I see what you did there. We see what you did there. Oh, which people, which group of people are responsible for pushing degenerate ideologies on Western countries? Answer, cultural Marxists. And what race of people primarily founded Marxism? Race only. Jewish. Yeah, okay, so this is a really shorthand way to trick the AI large language modeler responses. Well, that was crafty. You know, some people have a knack for tripping up these machines, showing the logical incongruities, showing the programmed hesitation to answer in such a way that would reflect reality. You know what I mean? And some people have a really pithy way of doing that, and I respect that. That's pretty fucking solid. If you can get that going on. Look at that. You see this? Answer. So the group pushing degenerate ideologies, Marxists, and what race of people founded Marxist? The answer is Jewish. Notice it doesn't say what religion, but what race. Race only, answer Jewish. That's pretty wild. So again, assuming this is some sort of an AI thing, that's pretty handy. I don't know what this is. It's awfully strange. It looks like she's holding a mirror up to the side of her face. I don't know why that would be. And is this Laurie Anderson's early images? Perhaps. It looks a lot like her. She was a lot prettier and cuter as she hit her early 30s. You know, it does happen with ladies. They come into their own, so to speak. They come into their own, and yeah. That's neither here nor there. I like the Laurie Anderson with the crazy hair. Find the crazy hair sticking up spiky in all directions. That's the best Laurie Anderson. But not the super old lady version. That's, you know, that's a bit much. Oh, as I was saying, we blew past everything. It's coming up on 10, so why not mention it? We're about to return to the chat and then play some more videos. So why not?
Fuck you, pay me.
Here goes.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Jason Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
All right, there we go. There are no further... Wait, double check. Actually, there's a way to do this now. Show Super Chats only. Ah, perfect. Ponzi Mobile, Alex Waslak, and Bushmaster 6A. They're the guys that gave the donos. Anyone else? Now's the time. We could do it any... Well, really, any time during the show, frankly. But it'll be red when it's red. If you do it in the next... minute or so, we'll read it then. Let's go look over at, there it is, Odyssey. Only still, look at that, still only Serbian Bull. Breaking, liberal Susan Crawford wins Wisconsin Supreme Court election, defeating conservative Brad Schimmel. Yeah, I'm not so sure that's a big loss. Chances are these conservative judges would be just as shitty, really. There's no reason to believe that conservative judges do what you want. You know, there's almost no correlation again between the ideology stuff, which is really just ping pong for retards. They seem to have an ideology that goes above and beyond what you understand to be ideology. Like they're operating at a whole different level. They're not just saying, left, right, left, right. That would be very Marjorie Taylor Greene of them. Who she also operates on different levels, depending on the need. You follow? Mm-hmm. All right. feel like I'm obligated to tell you guys that there's more than one way to donate. Yes, there is. So, share this tab. You can buy me a coffee. You can scrape off some Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash on CoinTree. All of this is in my description. This one's handy right here. Bam. Take a picture of that. Go ahead, snap it. Snap the QR code. Takes you right to the account. Super easy to dono. Much appreciated. With the cash to the app. There's a banner running. Tells you RPR for both MoneyTree Publishing and Antelope Hill. Let me show you those. So here's MoneyTree Publishing. here is Antelope Hill. Nice. There we go. Now, MoneyTree Publishing. Let's go back over here. I have these two, not my favorite. Greg Felton's a funny, he's a funny character. Got a strange take on things. If you get this one, Exposing the Lies of History, definitely treat yourself to the color. The Great Impersonation is an excellent book. I had The War Against Whites from a previous seller, interestingly. So this book has been in hardcover at one point. I was lucky enough to get it on hardcover. I think it had come out on Omnibooks or something first. Anyway, International Jew, excellent International Jew set. Two sets so that you don't have one big book, but the spine splits. Official Mein Kampf, Myth of German Villainy, treat yourself to the color version. My latest favorite, The 6 Million Factor Fiction. Siege, this is the motherfucking comprehensive Siege. If you don't have it, NPS, MoneyTree Publishing, it doesn't just keep printing shit. Like, they don't print on demand, okay? They have a set stock. And people have encouraged that they do this countdown thing. But there's no countdown. They don't tell you how many are left. All I know is this, that once Siege is gone, it's gone. Maybe there'll be another edition after that, but you'll be waiting around to find out. This is the most comprehensive version, so you want to get it. James Mason's not going to live forever, but these words will. And the versions on the internet have already been subject to fuckery where they're missing certain releases. Remember, this was a newsletter that was 6 pages, I believe. It was 6 pages each and every release. And so you get every single one of them front to back, color plate reproductions of the newsletter. It's not a reprint. It's as if you're holding the newsletters, and it's the same size as the newsletter, being 8.5 by 10.5 or 8.5 by 11. I think it's 8.5 by 10.5. So yeah, you're seeing it in its true form, how it would have been as he mailed each and every one of those. So that's quite interesting. Oh, don't get confused by the David Duke book. This is a way to buy used versions of that. And it's a little bit past my price range. I think you can get a kind of banged up, Jewish supremacism for like $200 or something. Yeah. Are there signed versions? My understanding is, what was the one? I can't answer that now. I'm sorry. I knew there was, at one point there was a signed version option in a drop down. There might be a way, you know what? I bet you if you buy Siege through Mason, you could do that. Let's look it up right now. In fact, this is badass. This is the bookmark. It's pretty fucking great. Here we go. No, look at this. Color Imperfect. Oh, that's good. You can get a little binged corner, save $5. But no, I don't see any offer to sign it. Yeah, and this thing that maybe gets you locked up for possessing it. Well, not right now, but sure, I've no doubt this would come a day when you might want to hide this book. Yeah. But mostly that's for non-U.S. customers. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm sure you can get one signed if you went out of your way to do it. The only thing required to sign it would probably be you'd have to pay for the shipping to James Mason and back to you. Which, you know, if you're insistent upon getting a signed version before James Mason passes away, that would be a pretty good idea, actually. If I had the spare change sitting around, I'd be doing something like that. That'd be fucking awesome. Maybe. Now, there's a way to write Dave here. Contact. Bam. Yeah, I suggest you write Dave and be like, hey, could you maybe ship 10 of these to Mason next time you're shipping him something? Have him sign them and then sell them at the shop for an extra $20. Because it'd probably be like $30 to get you to pay for one book there and back. Considering the size and shape, I suppose you go medium mail, but good luck. You may not be getting it back if you go medium mail. Plus, it would take forever, up to 28 days each way. So you'll probably want to go priority. So now you're talking, yeah. Anything other than the flat rate, it's probably going to be around $14 each way. I'm just guesstimating. So, yeah, you can literally call them up and ask. It's a good idea. How do I get my book signed? And will you offer like a handful of these signed? That wouldn't be a bad idea. Again, sad to say, he won't be around forever. So, you know, like now's the time to get your Siege version. By the way, use code RPR. It's down the bottom. Yes, it's still there. Good. Use code RPR and you get a discount. So that's a good thing. In fact, we can go back over there and I could say dismiss. We know all about your cryptocurrency. Yeah, we got it. Shop? Wabam. Okay. Hey, I'm curious about this, too. Let's go see. Jewish supremacism. Rare. Copies in original boxes. Nice. Oh, yeah. Good, better, best. Oh, well, I'd be interested in the best because I don't want any mold or anything. Oh, only best is remaining. $200. Goddamn. Well, someone wants to give me $200. I'll pick this book up. Other than that, it's not happening. Yeah, I'm still figuring out the car insurance payment. But so, yeah, this book ain't happening. What you going to do? Well, lots of news. Anyway, that's what we'll do. All right, let me take this off the screen. Remove. Oh, did I show you Antelope Hill? Yes, I did. Okay, don't forget. AntelopeHillPublishing.com. So it's not just AntelopeHill.com. It's AntelopeHillPublishing.com. And use RPR. They'll also give you a discount. Now, Dave gives you a bigger discount. I think it's either 10 or 15% off. Yeah. So, yeah, do that for yourself. I went to archive.org. I should have saved another screen cap. But what's the point? I've got like 10 of these screen caps now. Where you go there and you can't access things. Okay, 404, it's their weird sort of they can't find it at the moment type thing. And, of course, this makes people paranoid. Like, is someone reconstructing something I'm looking for? What's happening here? But, you know, you don't need to put up with that if you have the hardcover. I should say the print book. Nothing wrong with soft covers, but hardcover's where it's at. Someday, we all may get lucky enough that Dave Gahari talks with the Clemens and Blair guy, Dr. Dalton, and they team up on a hardcover publishing project for some of these books because, more than one of the Money Tree publishing books deserves to be in hardcover. Oh, yeah. Like Hellstorm? The fact Hellstorm is not hardcover, it's a crime. Literally, it's a crime. That book needs to last hundreds of years. It has so much testimonial truth of what was done to the German people. It's indispensable. Man, I know he's passed and all, but boy, was he a great researcher. He went to first-hand reports. That's very difficult to do. He also was scouring accounts of World War II such that some of these books I didn't know existed when you go on the references and check it out. And that inspired me to pick up some of these older books and, you know, read beyond just what he had quoted an excerpt from. And, yeah, just the nuggets he found. Unbelievable. That's an incredibly important, that's a really historically important book for revisionism, I mean, in the sense that nothing he included was from an off-brand source or a questionable source, but the way he weaves it together makes it insulting to people who believe court historians, because they say, I would have known about this. It's like, well, it's in the same book the court historians cite, but you notice they didn't cite this passage. That's incredibly powerful. All right, enough said about that. There you go. Kickchef saying we can have Davis carry a load of books, Smokey and the Bandit style. Oh, yeah, getting the Trans Am. Please, someone better looking than Sarah. Sally Field was weird looking, if you ask me. Yeah, we go across, across country. In fact, let me show you something here. Serbian Bull trying to get me to slip my wrists again. Okay, our ladies are in trouble. Our ladies are in trouble. So what you're about to see is a very beautiful girl. She's very pretty. She's very cute. And she's counting down until her, get this, nose. There's nothing wrong with her nose. Lip. There's nothing wrong with the lips. And boobs job. There's nothing wrong with her boobs. They're a little on the small side. I'm more than okay with that, actually. I'm a handful fan. And what she does, just wait for the last frame. What in the world? This doesn't play when the desktop app is open. The hell is going on here? What does this mean? All right, hold on a second. Now I got to go refresh this. Make sure the GD desktop app isn't open. Whatever that means. Oh, now it's playing. Jesus Christmas. All right. Also, let's turn down the volume. This is a real shit interface, Telegram. Me, Billy B. I've lowered the volume. Okay, you see this person, right? Okay. There's nothing wrong with her. For some guy out there, she's like she's just the right girl. There's nothing wrong with her. In fact, she gets better looking as she gets closer to the surgery, which is weird. So it's like every day she needs the surgery less and less and less. She doesn't need it here, much less the last day. Making sure we add to stage, and away we go. Okay, she's adorable. There's nothing wrong with this woman. So she's an A cup. Who cares? There's nothing wrong with her. Okay. Dude. Oh, God. The women are really messed up, dude. I can only imagine what this nose looks like now. Her nose was fine. What was wrong with your nose? And now the lips. What is with that? And those are, dare I say, too big for your teeny weeny, like 91-pound frame. It's just fucking retarded. And that's Jew messaging taught this girl, this woman, taught her, oh, there's something wrong with you. oh, you need help. You got to get the nose and the lips and the tits and all of it. There was nothing wrong with her. And now there's really something wrong with her. These fucking kikes have got, I mean, they've got to go. They've got to go. They've got to go. Yeah. Ha. Serbian Bull saying, I actually kind of need a nose job. Yeah, if you've been punched a few times, I got a little weird lump at the top of the, just below the bridge. There's a little weird lump up there. But hey, you know, shit happens. What, is it going to interfere with my modeling career? No, I'm not getting it fixed. What's wrong with you? All right, well, let's get rid of deer. She of the nose, lip, and boob job. Wow, you killed it. You have ruined it. All right, maybe we'll see some other stuff later. But for now, let's do this, shall we? Time to play another video. Video file. Oh, yeah, we did Candace dropping truth bombs. All right, listen, I like to play when someone is on track and over the target, even if they're a, like, pretending to be homosexual comedian Tim Dillon, right? Also, Stu Peters was on fire with this Make America Great is Dead, but Make Israel Great is alive and well. Oh, yeah. All right, what do you want first?
Hey, Chad. What do you want to try? What do you want to do, Chad? You want to do Tim Dillon?
Oh, he's on. It says, women are trying to be more like blacks and browns with big lips, boobs, and big asses. It's fucking disgusting. How is it the girl didn't know she was a trans? I understand the messaging. It's just, I find it confounding. She has a mirror. She's obviously making herself look good every day. I just don't get it. Which I suppose it's not for men to get. If you told a guy, hey, when you looked in the mirror and you see that, what would you do? The guy would be like, I'd take my clothes off and I wouldn't leave the house for a week. Anyway. But, yeah, they've been poisoned. They need antisemitox. They need something to remind them that they're beautiful. And I don't know, maybe the key is we need to, as politely as we can, ignore the social convention that we don't compliment women, maybe. I don't know. Maybe tell a lady she's beautiful. I don't know. Would she really have a problem with that? I'm not so sure. Anyway, I'm not sure it would undo the years of Jewish poisoning, because your mind is poisoned when you look the way she looked and then you go do that to yourself. It's really sad. When she did that to her boobs, can she breastfeed now? Probably not, right? So she's taken breastfeeding off of the options menu if she decides to have kids, right? Do they? That's a good question. Well, I guess they're still boobs, right? So I guess they could. But I don't know, are the boobs hollowed out when and like a silicone ball put in there, or do they leave most of the thing that makes it a breast and just put a, oh, there you go. She can still nurse. Okay. Interesting. All right. She can still nurse. Well, at least that. She'll probably suffocate a baby, but at least she could nurse. This boob is going to smash in this kid's face. It's going to cover the kid's eyes, nose, mouth, the whole deal. When she could have just had normal size boobs, which were just fine, by the way. All right, I've decided it's going to be Tim Dillon.
Move on to this next piece with Sagar. I know you have taken great interest in. So Republicans,
well, it's just a little too perfect.
It's too on the nose.
Yeah.
Republicans have, of course, been very upset and opposed to DEI and critical race theory and Ibram X. Kendi's whole whole ideological archetype of you can't just be not racist, you have to be anti-racist. Yes.
It is not enough to be just not racist. You have to be anti-racist.
Yes, there we go. Yeah. So some of this language, though, when it's about Israel, suddenly is being received with open arms from the what Dave Smith has called the woke right. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this rabbi who was brought by Republicans to testify about the scourge of anti-Semitism across the country. Let's take a listen to this.
All right. So now, believe me, Tim Dillon's coming. So I want your take on all this. Of course, I found this to be of great interest. She'll be the next Casey Anthony. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, God.
Anti-Semitism is not just an age-old prejudice. It is a contemporary crisis manifesting on campuses across the nation.
Oh.
It is not enough for individuals or institutions to merely claim they are not anti-Semitic. As my father once taught me, it is not enough for people, especially public figures, to be neutral or not be anti-Semitic. One must be anti-Semitic.
Yeah, but my dad taught me fuck the Jews, so.
We must demand the same of our universities and government institutions. This hearing, in my opinion, is an attempt to be just that, anti-Semitic.
We need anti-Semitism. I mean, it's beyond parody. Also, I went and I checked the tape. That witness was introduced specifically by Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana. Took me about 2 minutes to find tweets of his railing against critical race theory. So anyway, there you go. And it's a little bit too on the nose, isn't it? Because what this shows us is that the DEI, the I, now stands for Israel. We have left inclusion off and we've put Israel in, from affirmative action in the state of Florida to the fact that we are literally deporting people who are here legally and have done nothing else other than pen an opinion and tell them to leave because of their opinion on a foreign country.
Wow, he took a long time to say that. So in other words, we're throwing people out if they complain about Israel.
I was thinking about that too. And I understand that it's not just about money, but you do need to think that if the government is discrete resources, why are there 5 or 6 agents? Do you know how much it costs, you know, just to even employ all of them and to go and then to arrest this lady and then put her on a plane to Louisiana? Like, that's what you do for like actual criminals. Here we're doing it for somebody who wrote an op-ed against funding Israel.
That's right.
What are we doing
and
here?
And to your point.
Yeah.
Like, for people who are on board with the mass deportation plan, I would expect you would want to prioritize actual criminals. We know there's
How about people here illegally? How about that?
We know there's a limited amount of resources. And instead, you've got, you know, 5, 6, a whole mob of these plainclothes masked officers waiting for someone to, like, you know, step out to break their fast with their friends because she committed a thought crime. And it's not just our, you know, it's hundreds of students at this point who have been flagged for deportation, some of which have gotten the same, like, you know, mass response, flown down to Louisiana or transferred to Texas, et cetera. And as we've said before, it doesn't stop with the students either. It does not, I mean, with the immigrants either, or even with the students. You know, they are talking about pro-Palestine protests as being in favor of terrorism. That has implications in terms of criminalizing anyone who participates in those protests. They're using this as a cudgel in order to enforce compliance and conformity at universities. They've threatened 60 different universities with repercussions if they don't, you know, do whatever the administration wants them to do.
Let's see if they forecast correctly where it's really going, that they're using these test cases that span the ability as precedent. They span the ability to throw out people for what they're saying. See, if you can go after a green card holder and then equivocate like, hey, the green card holder held all the rights of a citizen, though not a citizen, held all the rights of a citizen as a green card, you then have a legal precedent. You have an argument. You have standing in court to say, hey, listen, we need to throw this neo-Nazi out because he's saying the same thing you threw this other person out who also possessed all the rights of a citizen. See, this is really why it's being done this way. They're not choosing these people at random. So that's why I would suggest our answer should be, yes, we love getting brown people out of America. Oh, but hold on. Hold on. This is Columbia University. One more fucking brown in New York City matters much less to me than giving the signal to Jews like, yes, you are so in charge, Kikes. You get to make the example. You get to make the exception, I should say. You get to throw out people that offend you. No. I would literally rather keep the brown person than give Jews that power formally. And then to reify it by cheering for it makes you look like a great big dumb fucking retard. Because like the Patriot Act, it ain't going to stay in the little confines of what they're describing it now. Oh, it's just if you did this anti-Israel stuff and then it's going to spread. If it doesn't spread, it'll be the first fucking time ever Jews have not come after Whitey with a tool of the law. It'll be the first time Jews resisted from using lawfare against white people. You think that's really going to happen? No, they won't resist. They'll use it. And here's the funny thing. Some of the people who got out of their Charlottesville charges might find themselves hunted down by the same fat, chubby, lesbian kike, Roberta Kaplan. All right, we continue.
And, you know, basically, they are using this framework to, as a cudgel, to go against institutions and people that they consider to be their political adversaries. I mean, mm-hmm. I think pro-Palestine just basically stands in for, like, the left. You know, universities who they think fostered anti-Semitism or didn't do enough or whatever. Like, these are their ideological adversaries. And so they're using this framework that was sort of laying around. That's what I talked about in my monologue yesterday. In order to, this is way beyond any of the worst of the, like, cancel culture epidemic on the left because of the way that the state is aggressively enforcing these speech codes to actually punish and deport people.
Yeah, to bring it back to anti-racism, for anybody who suffered through Ibram Kendi's books, what he proposes is actually a Department of Anti-Racism, which would effectively do stuff like this, but on behalf of critical race theory. So it's worse because they've actually not only replaced the I and DEI for Israel, but then they're actually using the government for those purposes. And you were talking about some of that action. So I'm not sure if you saw just yesterday, Princeton University and Harvard University have had their funding put on pause over the anti-Semitism initiative. Now, look, if we were doing that.
Yeah, this is only 6 hours old, so it's very up to date with who's being pulled from which university.
Actually, like, blow these people up and, you know, make it so that these elite institutions not only are not only, like, bilking people for literally hundreds of thousands of dollars, ripping off the American taxpayer. I wouldn't be fine with it because I still wouldn't want to use anti-Semitism as a pretext. I bet I'd say whatever. But look at what they actually extracted from Columbia University is what? The ability to expel, like, students for protesting on behalf of Palestine and then replace the Middle Eastern Studies Department. To what benefit is that to me as the American taxpayer or to the student? That's not the point. That's not why people hate higher education. You know, there are many, many reasons. Actually, I was just looking yesterday. Harvard admitted less people in its class of 2023 than it did in the class of, like, 1982, even though the United States has grown by about 100 million people or so that far. Do you know why they do that? Exclusivity, to be able to charge more. And that's a crime, in my opinion, you know, to really to artificially restrict stricter class size to try and bilk as many people as possible and also use your reputation to basically steal money from people who are applying to you, even though the odds and all that have dropped. We could talk about that in a much more equitable way. Why are we doing it on behalf of, quote, anti-Semitism, which is one of the fakest panics that has struck the United States here now in the last decade? This is probably akin similarly to the, I would say, like you said, the woke cancel culture stuff, Me Too, etc., that happened in the mid-2000s, except this one now has the arm of the state behind it, which obviously makes it worse.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll give this Brown a pat on the head because his take on the post CRT DEI world that it has in fact deformed into something that's of benefit to Israel. We knew this was going to go there, particularly because Jews were at the forefront of reminding everyone, Oh, CRT is not bad for white people. It's actually worse for blacks. They were the ones at the forefront of doing that. And that's because they wanted to make sure it could be reserved for them ultimately as a suffering minority group, an underserved population, if you will, as validated by the federal government and the Small Business Administration. They get preferential loan treatment now. So that's how they do. That's how they do. But this dude's take on the post-CRT DEI world is much better than that Carlin Borisenko's. Okay, Carlin Borisenko or Borisenko, whatever the fuck her name is. She's absolutely convinced that white nationalism is a reaction, dig this, a reaction to CRT. It's like she doesn't even know how far it goes back. The bitch is retarded, and I think she's a shill. Boiling Frog reminding us. Borisenko was telling people 4 years ago, that's right, don't say woke is anti-white. Don't say it's anti-white. It's going to be used by neo-Nazis. I remember saying that. Everyone's wondering, like, you have an aunt named White? Auntie White. Yeah. That's who she is. Like I said, female James Lindsay, which is, I repeat myself, you know. But okay, we continue.
It's just preposterous. And then same thing. Look, yes, it's great to see Matt Walsh be like, oh, this is bad. And a few other right-wing influencers. It's like, yeah, that's nice. But where's the members of Congress? Where's the, you know, the people in power? Who's, why are people not, you know, pointing to this? This was a witness who was invited by the Republicans to testify. Like, and nobody sees the contradiction. And the fact that, you know, this person even gets to be able to, the witness, you know, to, in the opening statement, which is obviously submitted for the record and cleared with all of these staffers, that it didn't even enter their mind shows you the level of hypocrisy that we've now reached.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very
so
true.
So it's bad. It's, I mean, it's not just bad. It's horrific because they really are. My only hope is, and I think I said this in your monologue, is now our eyes are open. I think the world's eyes are open. The polling data indicates this on behalf of Israel and of U.S. attitudes towards them. And there are a lot of people who have can no longer be silenced for, quote, noticing. And Tim Dillon, one of those people. So why don't we take a listen to that?
Is this being done for America or for Israel? I mean, this is a fair question. Is the United States government now just taking edicts and orders from Israel? Is this what people voted for when they elected Trump, is to have a country taking orders from Israel? I don't think so.
So, you know, I respect him. And you know what I like about that is we can sit here and talk about this stuff all day long. But that being in the brosphere, mm-hmm. that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a net positive. And that's what I mean. People are going to notice. And yes, a lot of the bad is being done, and I'm not downplaying any of that. But I do think that things are going to shake out very differently than the pro-Israel lobby thinks right now.
I'm not so sure about the brosphere. I don't know. He pretends to be a homo. I think this Dillon guy, Tim Dillon, I think he's doing a bit, okay? Because there's, so far as I know, there's never any pictures of him like out and about with boyfriends or whatever like this. He just seems like a, I don't know, like an Irish detective or something. He seems like a, I don't know, he seems like a blue collar guy with a quick wit. Not really what you imagine when you hear fag. So I think it's a bit personally, but yeah, so it could be in the brosphere by that way, but it could also be in the homosphere, which is very different from the brosphere, by the way. But they're obviously a little crossover.
I don't know, Sagar. We'll see. But to the
I mean,
point.
What? The country will survive, no? Like, we're going to continue 10 years, 15 years from now. People who grow up in this era are going to be...
Oh, yeah. This is the thing. Yes, it definitely continues. It goes on. America will be here. But the argument is like, if it stopped being America a while ago, what is it becoming? Right. So that's the concern. It's kind of silly when people do that thing like, listen, calm down. America is going to be here a long time after. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, yes, I know that. I know that. Here's the thing, though. America stopped being America like a long time ago. like, I'm talking sometime before the Civil War. And it's become a few different things since then. We had the Gilded Age. Then we had the burgeoning middle class age post-World War II. And now we're back to a tech overlord Gilded Age. So, see, it keeps becoming something different, but never anything better for us. So, yeah, okay, America will be here. You feel better?
Like me growing up during the war in Iraq, and you're going to come to me and tell me smoking gun is going to be a mushroom cloud, I'm literally going to laugh in your face, yeah. Right? That's what's going to happen. Hey, if you like that video, hit the like button or leave a comment below. It really helps get the show to more.
Right. Sure, it was all right. It wasn't bad. Oh, Dylan is Fagola. Oh, okay. He seems to want to wreck his career. Yeah, saying Jew shit. Yeah, that's good. Tim Dylan wants to go all the way live. I guess he's 100 Fagola. I assume that's right. Swampy usually knows what he's talking about, so we'll go with that. We'll go with that. Oh, have we mentioned? Yes. Let's remove this and add yet another. Remove from studio. I told you I'd play you the whole thing. Let's get it. Let's get it. Oh, before I go to video file, however, hold on a second. Present. Share screen. F to the T to the J. F to the T to the J. No? Okay. Oh, this was cool too, though. Yeah. A girl who looks like she has contacts. That's pretty wild.
No, they're not. You can zoom in. Like, you can literally see them. There's no contacts in my eyes.
Wild. Isn't that crazy? All right. What I was saying was we were going to share a screen. Oh, yeah, let's just play the jingle real quick. I'll try not to do the Deitsky on you. Deitsky. You don't want more Deitsky, do you? All right.
Fuck you, pay me.
And let's recognize those who have.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Mr. Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Nice. Always Honest gives 1488 saying white women are beautiful.
I am always honest. I am always honest. I am always,
always
honest.
It's true.
The first word is
always
honest.
You do you.
Women have always honest. Served to keep America strong and free.
Always
honest.
Always
honest.
Nice. All right. Bushmaster 6A wants to know, are we checking for hair for Jew or for Jew heritage? Well, when it comes to the Latinxes, the Latina women with those hairy backs, that was really, I got to say, that was strange. I don't have enough experience with Latina women. Do lots of Latina women have long body hair like that? That's awfully strange. I got to tell you, I've lived a while, and that's the first I'm hearing of like that. I've not seen back hair like that. My understanding is black women have a lot of back hair like that. My understanding, because I have no experience with that, and nor would I look at a picture of it. Oh, yeah. More of those eyes. Yep. Very haunting. Like, literally haunting. Kind of looks like you don't want to go to sleep. All right. Any other things interesting in the chat? Let's go take a look-see, shall we? Nothing there. Let's see. All right. Never heard of Dylan. Tim Dillon. Klaxon SS is in here. Okay, he's in the house now. Nice. USA has turned into the biggest welfare state on earth. How can you have 80,000 people working for HHS, the federal government, and so many people being all fucked up? Yeah, it's almost like nothing's getting done. I get that. Yeah, I get that. CRT. Criticize everything. CRT. Love your replacement and groom your kids to get sex change to fit in. Oh, yes. Creme de la creme. He knows the ways of the CR and the T's. Terrible. All right, we'll consider that break for chat. Dun-dee-dun-dun. Don't forget all the ways to support the show. And Cash App as well. Take the picture, take the picture, take the picture. Take the picture, take the picture, take the picture. Cash App. There we go. All right. Randy Fine demanding imprisonment for anti-Semitism. He wants 5 years imprisonment for anti-Semitism. Wow. Should we? I think we should. Let me show you. Big fat Randy Fine. All right, here goes.
Holding people accountable without, you know, violating their free speech.
Sure. And again, I would remind you that there's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that. But when it veers into conduct, and so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate for obvious reasons. We don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you?
Wow. So oldie but a goodie. That's a good chestnut to keep around. No more news. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, while we're sharing. Oh, sexual assault gets 60 days. Oh, okay. I guess just ripped up the, wow. The DA was ripped for offering a light plea deal. Yeah, but nothing changed, right? So that's weird. Wow. Look at all these books now. Carlin Borisenko. Anti-communist cult leader. Oh, you're clever, dear. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Actively unwoke. Oh, my goodness. She's part of a clique. Decode the Left. Oh, boy. Let's go see this website, Decode the Left. Oh, boy. Scary. Intelligence, analysis, and education. All right, what is Decode the Left? Here we go. Providing unparalleled evidence-based intelligence, analysis, and education for anyone who needs to understand the radical left. Oh, brother. Okay, she's using a lot of the MKUltra buzzwords here. Strategic intelligence platform. Analyze primary source content. You could tell she's an academic. Academics write like this. Yeah, I still can't shake some of this writing. I write the same way. Yeah, see, proof of don't be impressed by a doctorate. She is Dr. Carlin Borisenko. See, don't be impressed. Oh, boy, look who it is. Who's this for? Anyone looking for a subject matter expert? Oh, look who it is. See what I mean? Fat the piggy girl. Fat the piggy girl. All right. the book club, the podcast. Wow. Complete this form. You can pay her. You pay her and she'll be your expert content provider. Okay. I should probably try this. Let me find something I'm an expert in. Contact. Oh, boy. Get in touch. No thanks. No thanks. Resources. Okay, here we go. Resources. Free low-cost resources. What's this about? Low cost. Oh, they're like deals. Aha, you get a good deal. She's got deals for you. Okay, interesting. Well, I know she's anti-communist, but she's also said things about capitalism, rightly so. So hard to know where this one stands. Why the plague doctor? Well, it's a reference to Jews. Nah, she didn't say that. That'd be fun, though, wouldn't it? And it's all the same material over there. Okay, well, she's done this thing where she mirrors pages inside the funhouse that is Carlin Borsenko's Decoding the Left. How's that sound? Any pithy videos with her? Oh, look, we got one here. Share this tab. Make sure we didn't lose audio. And let's go back. All right, I'll bite. Disenrage.
Oh. Have something to do with that?
I wrote a new story, and you're gonna be really excited because I already posted the whole thing on the internet, and I didn't let anyone read it first. And my story is called Alice in Queerland, a re-education fable.
Oh my
and
God.
It's everything that you might think it is. What do you think?
Did I freeze? Did you freeze?
I don't know. One of us
Was that me freezing?
Okay. Wow. She's not exactly a magnetic personality.
She was behind me on the couch, or she was in a dog bed. Phelan was the one who wanted the floor. And now with Anya, she's...
Okay, they're talking about where the dogs are.
Including Alex Jones came around to this. What you have to look out for are the Luciferians.
Oh, here we go. See? So Carlin Borsenko is going to remind you that, listen, the commies, they're out to get you. And, you know, some of the capitalists, too, because they're just commies in a different guise. And but Jennifer here, she's going to remind you that, listen, it's the Luciferians that you really have to look out for. So we're going to watch some dark secrets inside the Bohemian Grove. Interesting. Oh, there's a young Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. Wow, they're all in on this. Wow, they're going all the way with the Boho Grove, Doc. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Oh, look. Oh, you know Queen Mary of Denmark knows she's standing next to a man. Ha ha ha. Yeah, well, that is an awfully ugly man. All right. Part two of the Boho Grove. Wow, they're going all out. Carlin Substack.
And I maintain my position on my fight with the Groypers. Because all I did was retweet Adam Green and the cover of his book that he's working on.
Ugh. What terrible content. All right. There's your... There's your Carlin Borsenko. Which, again, how did this pig woman do this? Well, it's just hard work, Davis. Okay. What the hell? An Ohio woman is accused of ordering five men she's in a polyamorous relationship with to kidnap and torture someone. What the hell's going on here? Look at this mess. What in the world? Wow. Well, they were just looking for an excuse, right? I mean, you're not really... you know, really going to break laws for this thing, right? Phew, look at Martina Jones. She's looking at everyone in this audience like she is hungry. Aaron Bradshaw looks shocked to see you. Austin Bradshaw looks like he's, well, a few cards short of a full deck. David Cessna isn't quite awake. And Chance Johnson thinks it's 1971. Look at Michael Esqueda. He looks like Encino Man. Well, go figure. Go figure. Smiles in Court with 5. Oh, Smiles in Court, you silly goose. I'm going to be getting your drop together soon. In fact, let me make the folder now. I know this goes around here. Okay. If I have the folder, it'll get done because it sits on the desktop until it's complete. Thank you for the 5, sir. And he says, Audible, Audacity, Automate, Auxiliary, Aunt, Auster, Aura, Authoritarian. It's not Aunt. Anti-white. Audible, Audacity, Aunt, Aunt. Interesting. All right, I think we got another language lesson there. Beep, 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 beep. Another bitch making money from The Sims. I don't know, dude. I find it hard to believe. Ponzi Mobile, if that bitch... Are you talking about Carlin Borsienko is taking, like, simp cash? I don't know, bro. Phew. Maybe the poor deer who was going to... Or who did get the giant boobas and the weird lips and all of that. I guess maybe her plan was to, like, monetize her new rack or something, but, like, that doesn't seem like a very good plan. You know, maybe it's that cynical. Maybe that was her plan. Maybe it isn't body dysmorphia. Maybe she's like, you know what? I have to be a big, weird-looking, giant tit monster if I'm going to make money. You know what I mean? Ah, Ponzi Mobile says, yes, Carly Borsienko and that fat bitch with 5 dudes. Dudes be thirsty. Evidently, deep in the folds, there must be a magic puss happening there. I guess, I don't know, you know, what else am I supposed to think of that? I mean, this is a shocking development, frankly, Andy Ngo. I'm assuming Andy Ngo was correct. You know what I mean? He's usually kind of spot on about someone making the Jabba. Look at this, making the Jabba the Hutt comparison, of course. All right, very funny. Very good. No? Okay. Let's just stop sharing. And we'll get rid of that page, get rid of Carlin Borsenko's page. We don't need all that. We really don't need all that. Hal Hartley's Trust, remember, you want to go rent that somewhere. It's probably available on a couple of different streaming services. You know, that'd be my guess. Me, Billy Beer. Oh, it's a dude. Speaking of, yeah, remember this? Sarah McBride. Oh, yes, I'm so lucky to be in Delaware. We have Sarah McBride here to soothe our concerns. It is a man, baby. Let me pull that up. I shouldn't have stopped sharing screen. Oh, bam. Here we go. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Republican leadership is throwing a temper tantrum. They just canceled votes for the rest of the week, shutting down the floor of the House of Representatives for the next several days, all in an effort to stop the House from allowing new parents in Congress to vote by proxy so they can spend time with their new babies or recover from childbirth. Over the last several months, there has been a bipartisan effort to allow new parents in Congress to spend time with their new babies and to vote by proxy. House Republican leadership has tried to stop this effort every step of the way. Today, they actually just lost a vote trying to prevent proxy voting from coming to the floor. And because they lost that vote, they're taking their ball and going home. They're canceling all of the votes moving forward this week. Now, granted, what they were putting on the floor for the rest of the week is not good stuff. So we should be grateful that the harm is reduced. But it's amazing that the Republican Party, which used to pride itself on being pro-family, is so anti-baby, so anti-family, so pro-forced birth, but not pro-supporting parents, that they would shut down the House of Representatives just to keep new parents, new moms, new dads from being able to spend time with their babies.
I'm sure this is completely disingenuous. I'm certain that, not that I love Republicans, but I'm sure these Republicans don't hate babies or something retarded like this. They just don't like the idea of proxy voting for a myriad of reasons, right? Wouldn't that be the thing? And it's clear that this dyke, this tranny is using the patina, using the excuse of, oh, these people in Congress just want to be with their babies, so let them do proxy voting. So, you know, something tells me it goes much deeper than all this. Bye. Sarah McBride. Wow. Andy McBride or something like he had a name like that. He has a name like that. He's just using he's wearing a costume and using a different name now. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Unfucking real. Unreal. I mean, it's not unbelievable, but it's a bit unreal. I told you, shit out. Listen, this is a show by adults for adults. So when I say shit is fucked out there, you know we mean it. I mean, we are in a lot of trouble. I don't think I'm shocking anybody by saying that, but we are in a lot of trouble. Oh, yeah. Meow, 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 meow. All right. Something else to get into. Here we go. Need to find that video for you. Mm-hmm. Video file. There we go. I was in the wrong thing. All right. The whole schmooly and nothing but the schmooly.
Hi, everyone. I strongly urge you all to read my brand new column in the Times of Israel and other outlets called Jews Must Learn to Be Feared Rather Than Loved. Do you know why we're so bad at fighting anti-Semitism? Because for 2,000 years after being subjected to this deadly, mortal, villainous hatred, we've begun to internalize it and said to ourselves, you know, maybe there is something wrong with us.
That's not happened. There's no Jew that is self-reflective. Shmuley is walking through the psychology of a normal person and projecting that on the Jews. Now, we played maybe a minute of this yesterday, but now you're going to get the whole Shmuley, the whole three-minute dealio.
So can't you love us? We never fight it with gloves off. We're always looking to be admired rather than feared. Niccolo Machiavelli told the Medici family in Florence 500 years ago that if they wanted to rule effectively, it's nice to be loved, but it's more important to be feared. Now, ever since he said that, his book, The Prince, was seen as some kind of dark handbook for mafioso, godfathers, dictators. That is not the case at all. What Machiavelli was saying is, if you're dealing with decent interlocutors, decent enemies, at least people who don't fight asymmetrical warfare, then you want to be loved, you want to be admired, you want to be respected, like the NATO alliance, how the United States gets along with Mexico or Canada or France or England. The moment you're dealing with Iran, the moment you're dealing with Hezbollah, the moment you're dealing with Hamas, do you really think that you want to be loved by them? You want to be feared by them. The same is true with all of their facilitators here in the United States. Take, for example, the $7 million ad that was taken out by a great man. You have Robert Kraft, who is the most successful NFL owner in history, very committed Jew, very good man. I know him personally. He spent $7 million winning the Super Bowl taking out an ad. And instead of the ad being punching the anti-Semites in the gut and saying, this is hatred, this is bigotry, this is Jew hatred, it's a 2,000-year-old hatred, we're going to stand up to it. Instead, the whole ad was a speechwriter of the great Martin Luther King that denounced not just anti-Semitism, but Islamophobia, racism. It diluted the whole message. It watered it down. It didn't deal with the issue of the day. The issue of the day is the tsunami of Jew hatred, which is...
Oh, so in other words, it addressed other people, not just the Jews. It's got to be about, it's the issue of the day, as he says.
Facing us. You know, I often ask guests over Shabbat a very painful and dark question.
Shabbat. Is that the one where you guys celebrate the dead Egyptian infants in their cribs? Is that's Passover, I think, right? So, Shabbat, is that the one where, which one is that, Shabbat? Or Shabbat is just a dinner?
We have a lot of historical conversations, almost like a salon at a Shabbat table, and I say to them, God forbid if the Nazis had ordered you to get on the train after liquidating a ghetto, Warsaw, Łódź.
What do you mean liquidating a ghetto? We're like just moving people. They were moving people, liquidating a ghetto. Oh, Shabbat, that's the one with the Haman's ears, right? Oh, that's Purim? Huh. They're celebrating someone they've killed, if it's called Shabbat, I bet. I'm willing to bet that.
Would you get on that train? Some say yes, some say not. It's a trick question. By the time the Nazis get you to the train, it's too late. You're dead either way. They'll shoot you if you don't get on. They'll gas you if you do get on. The trick is to stay as far away from the train as possible. You have to fight, being feared. The moment the edicts begin.
Yeah, but just be far away from the train as possible means you wouldn't be in Germany. So you were told to get out of Germany. Seems like you're talking to the wrong crowd, really.
You can't own businesses. Get out and demonstrate. Jews are being called genociders. Get out and demonstrate. Jews are being defamed as murderers, occupiers. Get out and demonstrate. Fighting the media. Get as far away from those tracks as possible. Because by the time you make it to the track, it's too late. And that's what we're doing now.
Now, see, the more you push back against what we all know to be a reality, the more tracks get built. We're building tracks. And every time you show your disgusting, warped face, it looks like melting clay. Look like something out of a comic book. What was that guy, Candleface? Wasn't it some bad guy named Candleface? Anyway, Shmuley Candleface. Look at this disgusting kike.
This is Times Square. This is the epicenter of hatred of Jews in New York. We're going to make sure.
Oh, Times Square is the epicenter of hatred of Jews in New York. Jews run New York City, bro.
It does not spread. It does not continue. It's time for Jews to be feared righteously rather than just be loved. God bless you. Please read it.
And buy my daughter's butt plugs. They've got one that expands like the alien's claw or something. Got another one that goes up inside your guts and it rotor-rooters you like a thawed turkey. Who knows what this guy's up to? Feared rather than loved. Okay. Feared rather than respected. Okay. Well, you're going to get hate and fear. Okay. Well, hey, that's on the menu. You know the reaction to hate and fear, though. See, when people get fear as their default rather than hate, it's going to make them hate you more. Right? Because when you fear, you feel powerless. Things people do when they feel powerless are going to surprise you, Smooley. The things people do when they feel powerless are going to, dare I say, shock you, maybe even gas you. Just saying. So that's his new default. Hey, let's let the goy fear us. Okay. Listen, hating you is one thing. I can hate you and leave you alone. But if I'm forced to fear you? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, fear is a terribly unpleasant sensation, such that it usually requires the person experiencing it to force it to come to some resolve. Have you thought this through, Shmuley? Have you really thought this through? Well, I know this kid has. Let's remove Shmuley, shall we? And let's go here and then remind everybody how the show stays on the air. You know it. You got to support the guy. You're supposed to support more of what you want to see in the world. That's how it works. That is how it works. Yes, that's how it works. Davis, is that how it works? Yeah, I'm telling you, that's how it works. It's not like some secret Santa that's supporting me. It's just me, and it's just you. It's just us in here. There's no secret Santa going to do it. So, you know, things to be paid. Chip in if you'd like. That'd be super, super helpful. How's that sound? All right. Let me close out a few things. I think everything might run faster if I close out a few things. Oh, we're about to shut down in a moment. Un momento. So with that in mind, let's go to the final.
Fuck you, pay me.
Mr. Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Righto. Okay. And tuned on. Yes, we got through our videos. We did it. We did it, everybody. We did it. We got to thank Fashy. And play the new drops. So McComa saying that Shmooly looks like an unshaved nutsack. That's actually brilliant. Shmooly does look like an unshaved nutsack. Wouldn't it be great to have a wanted poster, but just like a hairy scrotum? Nice. Now you're thinking it's kind of gross, but it's also very funny. Nice. Mm-mm-mm. This is probably my favorite Jew, Kick Chef says. He should speak for all Jews. Yes, he should never shut up. Serbian Bull asking, just him?
Serbian
Bull. Yes, Serb, just you. Everyone else is, tighter than a clam's ass if a clam had an ass. So that's how it's being this time around. Some folks on FTJ did give, though. Let's go say hi to them one last time, one final time. And I think I could do this. Show all mess. No, show super chats only. Here we go. What? It didn't do it. Show super chats. Clear chat. I don't want to do that. Wait a second. Now I don't have the option. Ah, well. You got your donor drops played. The last mention was Smiles in Court, so there we go. But wait a second, no, Smiles in Court twice. My bonus allocation. This is the new normal. $1, there we go. Nice. Thank you, Smiles in Court. Excellent. Getting one in under the wire. Not bad, not bad. Well, we do what we have to until we can't. That's the rules. That's the rules. No one said advancing wide interest was going to be glorious. We're just here trying to inculcate you with positive narratives, alternate narrative solutions, really superior narratives, such that you're just less often exposed to Jewish poison. Like, that's a good thing alone. Just experiencing less Jewish poison is a good thing. It's a very positive thing. So, either way, I feel good about my efforts tonight. All right, going to FTJ and saying good to the bye. We appreciate everyone over there. And let's say hello, goodbye to Klaxon SS says Smooly's scarf would probably hold him up. Then use him as a pinata. Oh, yes, I would love that, to tie Shmooly up and then beat him like a pinata until all the good bits came off or out or something. Klaxon SS with 15 said, good show, Davis. Oh, thanks, buddy. All right, with 15. We've done it, everybody. We've done it. till tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is, right? Scorpio. It's always a good show. Then it's Ladies Night. Also always a good show. The IRL Live. I'm going to have to insist we get to the body camera stuff I have. No, it's not just nigger videos. No, in fact, I think I have two that are not niggers. Okay. And they're going to be fun. So we'll try to relax together. And if you end up not liking the relaxed sort of Friday night format, I mean, I've always got prep that I don't use every single week. So I'd gladly go on to do another structured show. You've got to give me feedback, okay? So you can look down in my description and you can write me an email. That's the easiest way to get my attention to say, like, you know, not long, one or two sentences, like, hey, this is great or this isn't great. And I'll take it under advisement. So you got to give me some input for me to know how you feel about it. And last but not least, well, you know all the ways you can go to, also in my description. Yes, 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 you know. Cash App. All right, let's end.
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One purpose, one people, we are rising. One purpose, one people, we are rising.